Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
In the Word of God, in the book of Joel, the second chapter, verse 28, it reads, "Then after doing all those things, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions." Welcome to the third Saturday morning of the Prophet's Touch with Prophet Maurice Simmons, Sr., Pastor of Restoration and Truth Ministries, Hampton, Virginia. We're so glad that you could join us, and we pray that something will be said that will allow you to have a life-changing experience. God bless you. Again, welcome.
Glory be to God, to the highest. Oh God, we thank you this morning, God. Great are your works, O Lord. Your thoughts are very deep and beyond man's understanding. Father, we thank you for this day, this time that we're able to come together and to hear your word, God, and also to seek your face, God. We thank you for the revelation that's going to be brought forth this morning, oh God, that's going to illuminate the minds and the hearts of your people in the name of Jesus, for whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And so we thank you, Lord God, that minds will be set free, hearts will be set free, in the matchless name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that as the word is being applied to our hearts, oh God, we will not sin against you in this hour, in this season, Lord God, because our love towards you, oh God, is far more greater than the love for this world, oh God. We deny ourselves right now, Father, and give ourselves to you on today, oh God. We ask that your will be done in earth as it is in heaven, Father. We ask that you will open the portals of heaven, Lord God, and pour out your blessings in the matchless name of Jesus for those, Lord God, that is on this line, needing you, Lord God, to move on their behalf in Jesus' name. God, we thank you that you are a healer, you are a deliverer, God. You are a mind regulator, God. We thank you that you are a strong power. The righteous run in and they are safe, God. We thank you that we can call upon your great name, God, and you will hear us, oh God. We thank you on today, Lord God, that there is a need on this line, Lord God. Someone needing a word from you, Lord God. Someone needing a breakthrough. Someone that is needing, Lord God, to tap into your presence, God, but don't know how, God. But we pray in Jesus' name that after they hear the word, oh God, as it comes forth in Jesus' name, God, we pray, Lord God, that they will never be the same again. Just the mention of your name, Lord God. There's nothing that is too hard for you to do, oh God. We thank you that when we call upon your name, Lord God, you are there in the midst of it all, God. We worship and honor you, oh God. We thank you that this is the day that you have made and that you have set us apart for such a time as this, oh God. We thank you that we're peculiar in this hour and this season. We don't look like everyone else, Lord God. We don't want to act like anybody else, God, but we want to be in the image of you. Oh God, may we stand in the mirror, God, and see you, oh God. May we look at your word, Lord God, and reflect your word in the name of Jesus so that we can be the trees of righteousness, God, that we can be the salt of the earth in the name of Jesus. May we, Lord God, speak when you tell us to speak in Jesus' name, and to, Lord God, have a closed mouth in the name of Jesus when you tell us to close it, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God, that you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask today. And now, Father, as we go before you today, God, we repent of our sins, so knowing and unknowing, in the name of Jesus. Blot out our transgressions in Jesus' name. And Father, we ask that you will, Lord God, cleanse us from the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. Anything that will come between you and us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we don't want it, oh God, but we turn away from it in Jesus' name. We turn away from that thing in Jesus' name. We turn away from that thing in the name of Jesus, and give us a new freedom in the name of Jesus, knowing, Lord God,
that you're able and faithful and just to forgive us when we confess our sins. Oh, God, we thank you on today, God. We will never understand and know the cost, oh, God, or the pain that you have to endure for our sins, oh, God. May we never forget, Lord God, what you did on Calvary just for us in the name of Jesus. As we go into your presence, oh, God, we don't want to come to you any kind of way, God, but we thank you that we have the opportunity, Lord God, to connect ourselves to the one that redeemed us, the one that loved us, the one that set us free. Oh, God, and who the Son sets free is free indeed. And so, Lord, on today, God, continue, Lord God, to resurrect your people, Lord God, as they go through the process of life in the name of Jesus. Go through the process of ministry, Lord God, as you, Lord God, as they decrease, oh, God, and die of themselves, oh, God. Oh, God, I thank you that you're resurrecting them right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for the dead bones. They shall rise. They shall live as you breathe into them in the name of Jesus. May the breath of your word, oh, God, in Jesus' name, oh, God, will move upon, Lord God, and sweep across this conference line in the matchless name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for everything that you're going to do, God, touching, Lord God, the White House, touching, Lord God, the government officials, Lord God, touching, Lord God, all those, Lord God, that are, Lord God, pushing, Lord God, this agenda, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're exposing every lie, every scheme in the name of Jesus. May your people wake up in Jesus' name. Take the crust off of their eyes in the name of Jesus and let them see, oh God, the that is taking place across this land in the name of Jesus. May we not fall victim in the name of Jesus of the lies and the schemes in Jesus' name, because it looks good and sounds good in the name of Jesus. But your word is good, oh God, and it is meat for our soul. It is healing for our bodies in the name of Jesus. All we have to do is have faith the grain of a mustard seed, oh God. All we have to say, oh God, is faith in the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, oh God. And even though we cannot see you, God, but we can feel you in this hour, oh God. So Holy Spirit, move and guide your people to all truth in the name of Jesus. Touch everyone that is a plan, oh God, a way of escape, oh God. You will make a way of an escape out of every temptation, oh God. And we thank you that the enemy is defeated and under our feet in Jesus' name. Oh God, we pray that you will use the man of God on today, God, as you thrust him forth in the name of Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name that the word of God that's going to come forth out of his mouth in the name of Jesus will set your people, Lord God, into an element of a place, oh God, where they've never been before, oh God. May they have an encounter with you, oh God, as the man of God move forth, oh God, and using the words that you've given to him out of his time with you in the name of Jesus. Cover, oh God, cover and protect in the name of Jesus, the word that's going to come forth, oh God, that it will fall on good ground in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let those that have an ear, let them hear in this hour, in this season, Lord God. And as you use restoration, Lord God, as you use Prophet Laurent Matthews, oh God, as you use everyone that is on this line in the name of Jesus, as you use the man of God that's going to come forth with the word, oh God, protect and shield, Lord God, every ministry under the sound of our voice, oh God. We come collectively. We come, Lord God, united, believing you that you're going to move in the body of Christ like never before. Oh, God, that when you sent the ones, Lord God, that it says they are the sent ones in the name of Jesus, all the seers, all the prophets, all the prophets, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, all those that are being, Lord God, being used for this hour and this season, that you're cultivating them in the name of Jesus. We thank you in this hour and this season that they shall be catapulted, oh, God, because they chose to choose you, oh, God, and they chose to serve you. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We give you the glory and honor and praise. And thank you for being God and so good. In Jesus' name, amen.
I don't want to keep on singing and keep sinning. I don't want to live for you when not see you in the end. I don't wanna know your name. You've not known much before I get to the gate. Please hold me close. and not believing. Now I don't wanna keep on running, tripping over my sin, myself. I don't wanna know your name, Jesus, and you not know mine. Before I get to the gate, please hold me, hold me close. Don't let me go. Hold me close. Oh, wrap me in your arms. Yes, Lord, in your loving arms. Tell me that you love me. Tell me that you care. Whatever you do, Lord, don't let me go. Hold me close. God, I will stay by your side. Hold me close.
Puzzle someone's manner that you still muted.
Man, good morning, good morning, good morning, Holy Spirit, good morning, Prophetic Conference Line, good morning, Blog Talk Radio, amen, good morning, people of God, amen. We certainly thank God for another day that he has blessed us, another day that he has brought us to this conference line, amen, Blog Talk Radio. We just bless God for the people of God on today. My God, thank God for the strength to rise up in him early in the morning. I know it's early for many in the time zone and state and city region that they're in. We just bless God. I thank God, amen, that while I always say many are sleeping while God is speaking, amen. So I bless the Lord for hearing, amen, the voice of God. Amen. To the people of God, we bless God for you again. We certainly thank God for our visionary, our leader, Dr. Matthew. We bless God for the man of God. We thank God for all of the powerful men and women of God that make up this conference line. God bless you on today. Dr. Wilkes, bless you, woman of God, to Evangelist Piggott, interceding. Thank God for my spiritual daughter there. Bless you. You always, amen, in tune and in the vein with me. Bless God. Amen. Through your prayers and intercession. Amen. To Administrator Brian, blessed woman of God. To my queen. Amen. My rib. To Prophetess Simmons, we bless God for the woman of God. We bring you greetings from Restoration of Truth Ministries. Amen. Ministry Without Walls, by the way, of Hampton and Newport News, Virginia. Amen. We bless God for what he's doing in our region. Amen. To God be the glory. Tell somebody there is a word from the Lord. Amen. Not, amen, a last year word, but a right now word. Somebody need a word from the Lord. Amen. A word that will bring you up out of your condition, bring you up out of your situation, bring you up out of your circumstances, bring you up out of the dry place. Amen. Hallelujah. I just thank God for being that God, amen, that's able to do anything but fail. Amen. We're not going to try to be before you long. We're going to say what thus said the Lord, because I do feel like teaching, preaching, praying, and prophesying. Hallelujah. We welcome you to another prophet's touch. Amen, because we say one touch from God, your life will never be the same. Hallelujah. Ask me how I know. Amen. You're looking at a miracle. One day God touched my life. Amen. And my life has never been the same. So I thank God, amen, for the prophet's touch on this morning. Amen. I want to draw your attention over to, we're excited about the 10th year, amen, Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference. We're excited to be a part of it. Amen. If you travel to be with it on next week, and those that will travel near and far, we bless God for you. Say travel and mercy. We're looking to be in the place. Amen. To put a name with a face and a face with a name. Amen. For my kingdom brothers and sisters, we bless God. Amen. For what he's going to do in this conference on next weekend. Amen. I'm excited. Hallelujah. Amen. Knowing when you come with excitement and a spirit of expectation, is breeding grounds for your miracle. And I don't know about you, but I see the miracles of God being released, amen, to his people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord on today. All right, man. Happy Father's Day to all of the fathers, to the men of God that are listening in this morning. Amen. Early Father's Day. Amen. Even those that are in the role of a father, if father's not in the home or around. Amen. We thank God. But God still having a ram in the bush. Hallelujah. All right. We want to draw your attention over to Ezekiel 37 chapter. The woman of God prayed it to an interceding of you. Just bear patient with me. I just want to go to three passages of scriptures. We're going to go to Ezekiel 37. Then I want to go to John chapter 3. The Lord took me right back to, amen, it's been ringing in my spirit all week, John 3, and then I'm going on to Romans 6. Amen. Just for your hearing this morning, Ezekiel 37, start at verse number 1, and read this following. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of a valley which was full of bones and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. And again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you and will bring up flesh upon you and cover you, amen, with skin and put breath in you and ye shall live. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise. And behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above. But there were no breath in them, my God. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus said the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Hallelujah. All right, let's go over to John chapter 3. Gospel of John chapter 3. Amen. The reading is following. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. Amen. All right, I'm going to take you over and read Romans chapter number 6. Amen. Romans chapter 6. Hallelujah. Amen. Start at verse number 1. What shall we then say? What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also shall walk in the newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we are dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, Heavenly Father, we come this morning and say thank you, Father. We thank you, God, for this opportunity, kind you allow me, God, to present myself before your people, God, to minister, to teach, to prophesy your word. Father, I pray that I will decrease, you increase. Father, I pray that I will get out of the way, you get in the way. Father, not my will, let it be your will. Father, not my words, let it be your words. Father, release it, God, from the depths of my belly unto your people, God, as I open up my mouth this morning. Father, that you will meet those where they at on today, whatever condition, whatever situation, whatever it is, God, that might be challenging against them. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus, God, release it from this place today. And Father, knowing, God, that you will cause the transformation, you will call, God, the transcending, you will call, God, the transition for their lives. And Father, I ask in the name of Jesus, God, have your way on today. We decree, we declare by faith that it is so in Jesus' name, Yeshua HaMashiach, thank God. All right, people of God, we will talk to you today, amen, from what God has laid upon my heart to release this morning, amen. It will be a sound that cannot be stopped. Let me say it again, a sound that cannot be stopped. It's in the sound check, all right? Let me say it again. A sound that cannot be stopped is in the sound check. Just get in motion. All right, let me cover some ground. Just want to build on some things and what God is doing in this hour and the season we're in. People of God, many of us know, most of us know, when it comes to the kingdom sound, you can engage the sound or you can reject the sound. I say that all the time. Let me say that again. When it comes to the kingdom sound, you can engage the sound or you can reject the sound. Mm-hmm. This is why I thank God that God, amen, is raising up a remnant. Amen. He's bringing forth the sons and daughters of Issachar. They understand the times and seasons. God, what God is doing in the earth realm. Amen. What God is releasing from eternity, releasing from the heavenlies. Amen. To the men and women of God to prophesy, to open up their mouths. Amen. To begin to decree and declare what thus says the Lord. Amen. This is why I thank God that God is using, amen, the spiritual medical team. It's an urgency in the spirit. I thank God for, amen, taking him into the dimensions of him, amen, in the realm of the spirit so that, amen, in that place he released the mysteries, the secrets of the kingdom so that it can be revealed unto his people. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen to this, people of God. Most of us know that has been on this journey for some time. We know that sin will hinder you from hearing God. Sin will hinder your prayers. Sin will block the sound. Let me say that again. Sin will hinder you from hearing God. Sin will hinder your prayers. Sin will block the sound of God. Now, definitely this is a season. Amen, people of God. God spoke to me coming into this new year. I shared it with the people, and I'm still reminded the people that God said this is the time and season of discern, to discern, decipher, and to detect. What you mean? To discern what is truth, what is error, what is false, what is faith, what is authentic, what is the real deal, what is of God, what is not of God. Amen, the sound of God, because we talked about all of the legal sounds. Amen, you keep hearing that over and over again. Many, amen, prophetic people are talking about, amen, the sound. Amen, because sound is critical for many of us in this 911 state of spiritual emergency that we're in. So this is why we have to discern. I share it with the church all the time. You have to discern, amen, what God is saying. You have to discern, amen, what, amen, the enemy is up to. You have to discern, amen, the attack. You got to discern all of the different things that's going on around you. Amen. You got to decipher through it. You got to detect. You got to detect, amen, all of the issues, all of the things that's going on around you. Amen. So that you can get what? In motion. Amen. That's why I thank God for the fine-tuning of the spirit. Amen. So that we can become effective for the kingdom of God in the earth. Several of my mottos that I use, I said, where there's no kingdom investment, there's no kingdom withdrawal. Amen. Where there's no kingdom activity, there's no kingdom results. We enter for impartation, we exit to make impact. And God wants to use us to make impact, amen, in the earth. Us to go in and prophesy to the dry places. Go in and prophesy to the dry bones. Amen. So, people of God, many of you are in one of the most powerful time and season of your life. You just have to seize the moment. Many are saying, where is it? I don't see it. I don't understand it. With all that I'm going through, with all that is happening around me, all that is happening to me, how can you say I am in a powerful time and season of my life? Well, beloved, you dial that number to this conference line. You tune into Blog Talk Radio and listen in over the internet. Then you are at the right place at the right time. For it's always the timing of God that releases a sign unto his people, amen, which cause miracles to manifest for us. My God, let me say that again. It's always the timing of God that releases a sound unto his people, which causes miracles to manifest for us. My God, the prophetic winds of God are blowing. God is breathing newness and
freshness for his people. So it was in the old covenant, so it is now under the new covenant. As God deals with his people, we are in an hour of refreshing, renewal, restoring for revival that would create a revolution for the kingdom. Let me say that again. By God, my God. So it was in the old covenant, so it is now in the new covenant. As God deals with his people, we are in an hour of refreshing, renewal, restoring for revival that would create a revolution for the kingdom. My God. Hallelujah. Amen. You just look around in the earth realm. Everything moving. All is in motion. Black Lives Matter. All these different things that are taking place. But God said, now I want to raise it up. Amen. My servant. I'm raising up a remnant. I'm calling them forth. I'm calling them to. I'm calling them to move in motion. Amen. This is why we say change is not change until we change. Amen. I'm telling you, we're in an hour. We're in a season. God don't change. Amen. But he will raise up a generation in this hour, in this season, that, amen, he will breathe into, amen, life that will carry forth the power and the authority of his spirit to cause that dead stuff to come back to life. Glory to God. Come on and prophesy to your atmosphere, amen, and just say, God is raising up a new generation to bring forth what? Regeneration. Let me say that again. Prophesy to your atmosphere, amen, that you're in, because you got to speak to your atmosphere. That sound. We're going to show you in a minute. Hallelujah. He's raising up a new generation to bring forth a regeneration. That means a washing and a cleansing. My God, could God from on high. Say again, people of God, and you understand sound. Sound is the sensation experienced through the sense of hearing. And this is why he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Glory to God. I thank God for what God is speaking and what God is releasing. I have many people saying, well, I don't hear God. I say, well, amen. Many people say, well, God ain't speaking. I say, he may not speaking to you, but he's speaking to me. I hear God. Amen. And that's why, amen, you have to be in a consecrated place. Amen. Because the sound of God is the heart and nature of God in his eternal to deity. That means the divine and sacred. My God, hallelujah. Let me say that again. The sound of God, the heart, is the heart and nature of God in the, what? His eternal deity, divine and sacred. A sound that cannot be stopped. It's in the sound check. Just get in motion. Mm-hmm. One of the things, people of God, sound moves at a speed of 1125 feet per second. When you think about even the word motion, motion is an act or process of changing place or position. Tell somebody it's time for me to change place in my position. Good God from on high. Because we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's your place. Your position is as a kingdom believer. Not just calling yourself a Christian. Amen. Just calling yourself a Christian. Amen. That's just taking on a form of godliness. That's just following paganism. But if you take on, amen, I'm telling you, the kingdom sound, the kingdom release, allow it to penetrate in you where God gives the deposit, God gives the download, amen, concerning your life on your spiritual hard drive, amen, you are now in a place now for God, what, to resurrect. God to resurrect and dormant. Hallelujah. The Bible says, according to 1 Thessalonians 5, around about the 16th verse, he said, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit. Despise not prophesying. Amen. He said, prove all things. Hold fast in that which is good. Mm-hmm. It's in the sound check. He said, abstain from all appearance of evil. Beloved, amen, that is the working of your flesh. That is the working of many flesh. Because as I share with the people what comes from the flesh, most of the time we said that's self in need. That's the acronym for sin. Most of the time we say Satan in need, but I said self in need. Amen. Because what himself is in me, that they follow the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. This is hindering most people, amen, from hearing the sound of God. It's in the sound check. This is why most of the time when you talk to other people that say that they're saved, they're believers, they're Christians, amen, you just listen for the sound check. You're not in judgment. You just, amen, listening for the sound check. This is why many has to be fine-tuned in the spirit. Well, what you're saying when you say fine-tuned in the spirit, amen, fine-tuned to make small adjustments, amen, to something in order to achieve the best or desired performance. Another one said to adjust precisely so as to bring to the highest level of performance or effectiveness. That's why we say we enter for impartation, we exit to make impact. We have to be effective for the kingdom. Hallelujah. Amen. To do what God has mandated and assigned for us to do in the earth. The Bible also says, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. I pray, God, your whole spirit, soul, and body. Three parts. You can't deal with one part without dealing with the other part. He said, I pray, God, your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He says, faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. My God, saint God will perfect that which concerneth him. Glory to God. He said, he that begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. A sound that cannot be stopped is in the sound check. Just get in motion. Jesus, amen, let a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, he told him a question. He told him something. He said, except a man be born again, he cannot into the kingdom of God. Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit. Amen. So when we think about even the winds of God, the change that comes forth, the sound of God, what it does, it releases unto us, amen, it releases unto us, amen, God's word. It releases unto us the breath of God, because it is in him that we live, move, and have our being. So this is why it's critical for us to know, amen, that we cannot be in ourselves, because the longer we're in ourselves, amen, it keeps us in what we call a death state. My God, it keeps us into that place, amen, that will hinder, amen, the sound of God. Amen, because God watches over his word to perform it. We want to show us something today, amen, that will bring us back to that place. Many of us in that place, but then many, amen, need, amen, a reset concerning their life. This is why we say sound check is key. Sound check is a test of sound equipment before a musical performance or recording to check that desired sound is being produced. Now we take it over to the spiritual sound, because that's why Jesus taught in parables. He taught them in parables to bring them to a spiritual, a kingdom understanding, because he knew that they were familiar with the things in the natural. So he was teaching them things, amen, from a parable standpoint, a natural thing, to bring their mindset over into what? Spiritual thing, so that they can what? Live. They can move in motion. We always say it's one band, one sound. And we come into the unity of the faith and be no more children tossed to and fro by what? Every wind of doctrine. Wind is sound. That's why Jesus told Nicodemus, you hear the wind blow, you don't know where it comes from, but it's blowing. Amen. So that's why in the discernment, people of God, amen, you'll know when the winds of God are blowing. Amen. In the discernment, you'll know when the enemy is acting up. In the discernment, you'll know when you're in warfare. In the discernment, you'll know that you can live in the power and the strength of God. Why? Because he breathes on you. He breathes in you. So when he breathes life into us, amen, we're now man becomes a what? A living soul. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we want to deal with three key power points today, we like to call them. We're going to deal with the release, the recognition, and the response. The release, the recognition, and the response, because, amen, there was something that will release, amen, in the valley of the dry bones. And then there was what? A recognition in the valley of the dry bones. And then there was a response in the valley of the dry bones. So whatever may have seemed like it's dormant in your life, man or woman of God, whatever seemed like it's dried up in your life, man or woman of God, I'm here to prophesy to you this morning, amen, to let you know that God is still God, and besides him, there is no other. Amen. I'm telling you, what is still relevant for the believer's life is today, is the release from the kingdom of God. Amen. That's the sound. The recognition from the kingdom of God. Amen. That is God recognizing what is his and what of us is of him. Amen. And then the response from the kingdom of God, what God would do concerning his people. Amen. The Bible says, for the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. Oh, glory. See, in the release, it is the revelation that God releases to his people. God releases what? His heart, his nature into our lives. This is where we get wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Hosea 4 and 6 even reminds us that God said that what? My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Don't be destroyed spiritually. Don't be destroyed physically. Amen. And many people are struggling in this area in their walk with God because of certain things that they don't know in their relationship with God. It's why we say it ain't about, amen, religion, but it's about a relationship. Religion would keep you in bondage. Religion would keep you dry. But in your relationship with God, God will release the new. He will release the freshness. He will release the sound from him, amen, that will cause a shaking, that will cause a shaking in the atmosphere, that will cause a shifting, amen, in your life. This is why I always encourage RTM family. What are my motto? If you master this shift, you allow God to shift you from you into him, amen, because God created us, amen, as spiritual beings. This is why, amen, this is why, and the God, amen, over in Romans, he talks about, amen, that when we are buried in Christ, amen, we should be what? Be resurrected in the likeness of him. We walk in that same power and authority, but greater he that's in you than he that is in the world. Amen. In the release is his spirit. Amen. That's why Zechariah, amen, 4 and 6 said, it's not by what? Might is not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. You can't do it in your own strength, people of God. You can't, amen, depend on other folks. You have to totally depend on God. Amen. And I'm telling you this hour in this season of the prophetic winds are blowing as God is breathing and blowing on you. Amen. He's fine-tuning your spirit. Amen. That you can become the instrument of righteousness. Anytime you fine-tune an instrument, amen, when an instrument is out of sync, when an instrument sound is distorted, you can't have a distorted sound in this hour in this season. You got to let God fine-tune you in the spirit. That's why we say it's in the sound check. God is checking. He's seeking. He's searching the earth. Amen. For the men and women of God, for the sons, the earth is moaning and groaning for the sons of God, amen, and the daughters of God to rise to the occasion, to begin to release, amen, the authentic sound from them, amen, that will cause a shaking in the earth, that will cause a shaking in the heavens, amen, that people would know that God is speaking. Many people from the old saint used to say when it's thundering, you hear thundering roar, they say sit down, hush, be quiet. God is at work. God is moving. There is a thundering. There's a roaring. There's a shaking, people of God, in the spirit. Hear the word of the Lord. The release is, it's been released, amen, from the heavenly. God released his word. Increase your faith. This is why Romans 10 and 17 say faith cometh, but what? Well, hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing. This is why it has to be now in this season that you're in. Not tomorrow, not next year. You say, I'm going to wait. Amen. Not even yesterday's faith. It has to be now, because now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You ain't even seen it yet, but if you tap into the spirit, amen, and you can live in the spirit, God will reveal it to you and take you from faith to faith and from glory to glory. Amen. God is releasing. Tell somebody God is releasing. And in this release, people of God, when he releases word, amen, this is where God, what? The sound of God builds you up. The sound of God encourages you. The sound of God comforts you. The sound of God strengthens you. He strengthens you because, amen, in the strength of him, amen, is where your joy is. Don't you know the joy of the Lord is your strength? You get strength, man, in the low place. You get strength in the valley. You get strength in the wilderness. Just ask me how I know. Jesus, amen, was taken up out out in the spirit, out in the wilderness, be tempted of the devil. Amen. But what did Jesus tell the enemy? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. That is over in Matthew 4:4. It's over in Luke 4:4, over in Deuteronomy 8:3. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. This is the release. God is releasing it in the earth realm, people of God. Don't tell me God ain't speaking. Hallelujah. He might not be speaking to you, but he's speaking to me. I hear the voice of God. I incline my ear to his words because I know God is speaking. You're waiting to hear the sound of God. You're waiting to hear that small, still voice to make that decision. Amen. To make that choice. So this is why we have to take on the wisdom of God. The Bible tells us wisdom is the principal thing. Get wisdom. In all thy getting, get what? Understanding. This is the release. God is releasing it unto us so that he can navigate us in the earth, move us from one point to the next point, moving us, amen, by the realm of his spirit, because we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by his spirit and not of ourselves. Jesus tells this to a man of the Pharisees, a ruler of the Jews by the name of Nicodemus. He said, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So it is everyone that is born of the spirit. So it is a spiritual sound that makes it kingdom sound. I pray you're hearing today. He that have an ear, let him hear. God is speaking to you, not the four walls of the building. God is speaking to you, not to your house. God is speaking, amen, to you on today. Amen. So in the release, hear God. People of God, you, in one of the greatest moments of your life, seize the moment. In this present time, this present moment is now. Again, this is why we said it must be one band, one sound, a sound that cannot be stopped. Amen. When you see a frequency and a sound, amen, of a band playing, amen, in unity, amen, this is why God has been waiting on the church. Hallelujah. He's been waiting on the church, man, through his release. Amen. To get in that place with him. Amen. That he would get the glory. Because when God get the glory, it shall be revealed in the earth. So he's waiting for men and women of God to get in that place, the position and their posture with him. Amen. So in the release, we can able to receive. So when God downloaded and deposited in us, people of God, amen, what has been dormant, what has been dry, amen, even what has been delayed but has not been denied. Let me say it again. Even what seemed like it's been dormant, seemed like it what? It's been delayed, but it has not been denied concerning your life. You might have been waiting for some time, amen, but God just had you at this opportune time, amen, this Kairos moment for your life, amen, to shift, to change some things around in your life that you what you thought had dried up, the things that even that seemed like what you gave up on. But God said, not so in this hour, in this season, beloved. You belong to him. You are a child of God. You are a servant of Yah. You belong to him. So all you got to do is make yourself available. As I always tell people, God ain't concerned about your ability. He's concerned about your availability. So when you make yourself available unto God and God breathes in and on you, people of God, I'm telling you, it's a sound that cannot be stopped. And the release is where you get everything that God has for you. Amen. I'm telling you, people of God, God will release what you need in this hour, in this season. Tell somebody just a shaking. Amen. This is why many, amen, God wakes you up and you begin to see them divots. You begin to see them numbers. You begin to, amen, see things in the spirit. You begin to hear things in the spirit. You begin to dream, amen, in the dreams, God revealing things to you. So in this hour, it's in the release. God is releasing. He said, in the last day, my son and daughter shall prophesy. They shall dream dreams and, amen, have visions. So this is the hour that you're in. So I thank God on this morning for the release. Amen. In the release, amen, God is releasing it to you now. Somebody say now, now, now. Now, grab hold to it now. Seize it now. Amen. Glory to God. My God, my God. And then the recognition would come. The recognition. Here's the recognition. When God recognized who belongs to him. Amen. Because don't you know there's a separation? There's a separation from the goats and the sheep. Amen. The recognition. Amen. Because Jesus said, my sheep knows my voice. No other voice, no other sound they will follow. Amen. The recognition. The recognition. The kingdom of God is voice activated. My God. The reason why, amen, many people have not activated, amen, what's in them, amen, because, amen, God don't recognize the sound. Let me say that again. The kingdom of God is voice activated. Amen. You can't be this way today and next way next day. Amen. But it has to be in a place with God. Now, we're not perfect, but we have a perfect one in us to what? To perfect that which concerneth him. Amen. So God recognized, amen, his sound. He recognized what's been released back to him. Tell somebody just with the shaking. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Even the bones, in the bones, in the valley of the dry bones. Amen. Even it seemed like it was dry. Amen. Seemed like it wasn't nothing happening. But when the man of God began to prophesy to the winds, my God. My God. Bone upon bones, sinews came upon, everything came in place. That's why I thank God for divine order and divine alignment. Anytime you flow from that place, I'm telling you, God can't do nothing but move. God don't move in chaos. God don't move in things out of order. He sets it in order. Amen. He speaks to the chaos and brings what? Speak peace to it. Amen. So we're in a chaotic world. We are, amen, in a confused world. Amen. So this is why, amen, you have to recognize, amen, that you're not confused. God is not the author of confusion. Amen. So when you recognize, amen, that the sound is in you, amen, even that you carry the miracle, amen, many are saying the vaccine is in your mouth. That's why you carry the miracle. And when you decree, declare it out of your mouth. Heaven recognize what you decree and declare out of your mouth. Heaven what? Respond. We're going to get to response in a minute. Recognition. Recognition. Recognize those that belong to him. Therefore, we will recognize the sound of our Father. God is spirit. For John 4:24 keeps it simple. God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Just as Jesus responded to Peter, according to Matthew 16, around about the 13th verse, amen, Jesus asked the disciples a question. He said, who do men say that I am? The disciples spoke out and said, some say John the Baptist, some say Isaiah, some say one of the prophets. But Jesus said, who do you say that I am? Peter stood up and said, thou art the Son of the living God. Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus reminded him, flesh and blood have not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven, son of Barjona. My God, flesh and blood have not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. He said, upon this rock I shall build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I shall give unto you the keys to the kingdom. Woman of God talked about the keys on Thursday night. The keys to the kingdom. My God, this is part of the release and the recognition. Recognition. You got to recognize what keys you are holding, because when you're alive in God, you know what key you're holding. Amen. There are keys that look like they're duplicate because they don't fit the same thing. So this is why when you understand the sound of God, amen, you're coming to alignment with God. You're coming to order with God. You're coming to that place with God. Amen. And use the right key. Upon this rock I should build my church. Not your church, but the church that God is establishing the earth realm now. The bodies that he's using, the cleaver that he's calling out at this hour, the remnant that he's using, what, to bring the revival for a revolution in the earth, that he will get the glory. Amen. That's the recognition, because the world will know, man, this is the true and living God. God is releasing it, and he's recognizing, amen, what's being released through the men and women of God. So it's through the release that he said, well, I give you keys to the kingdom of God. Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. You got to worry about the gates of hell. They might try, just as we say, the weapons that are formed. Amen. It says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. They might try to form, but they won't prosper concerning your life. Amen, because the enemy don't like you, and I certainly don't like the enemy. So I thank God, amen, for the recognition that God is recognizing that I am his servant. God is recognizing, amen, that I am his sound in the earth. Glory to God. We can't see God, but we know he's in us. So when we release from that place, amen, God recognize us. This is why we say kingdom, recognize kingdom. Amen. I always share with with many of the believers. I said, why do you always think, amen, that millionaires hang with millionaires, billionaires hang with billionaires, chicken hang with chicken, and eagles hang with eagles? So when you understand you are in a resurrected place, that's why I encourage our church to stay in stretch mode. Because if you stay in stretch mode, God will blow under your wings, and he will cause you to soar high above the elements. He'll cause you to soar high, amen, in dimensions of him in the realm of the spirit. So if you stay in stretch mode, or just eagle. Eagles soar. They soar high, amen, above altitudes. That's why you can't get them your emotions and your feelings. Man, that's the dry place. That's the dead place. That's the old place. So God is now, amen, restoring. God is renewing. God is resetting so many things concerning his body, concerning the kingdom of God. So this is why, amen, there is a sound check. Anytime you play an instrument, I used to play back in high school, play the flute. Amen. And the music instructor tells us, amen, when you off key, you off note. Amen. You can tell even when a band come together and somebody off key, off note, or someone singing together, something is off note. Amen. Off key. The body of Christ has been in that place for decades and centuries, but God is now repositioning it. God is now what? Reconstructing it. God is now realigning it. God is now resetting it. God is now setting it back in order. He's putting it in divine alignment. He's decreeing, he's declaring, amen, from the heavens, amen, he's decreeing, declaring through the men and women of God, releasing, amen, from him so that the recognition of him, amen, will be revealed in the earth. Hallelujah. The church that God has established in the earth, that we can become the men and women of God that God established in the earth, that we will no longer be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. That's a sound. Every wind of doctrine, that's a sound. We got to have a sound mind. That's a sound. Amen. Taking on the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. That's the sound. That's the sound, amen, that God recognized. He recognized who is his. He recognized who is not of his. So this is why we say self. When you in self, that is flesh, that is the carnality play. This is why the Bible tells us we walk by faith. Amen. But the weapons of our warfare is not carnal. That's fleshly. Amen. But it's mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Amen. But bringing everything, amen, into obedience to the readiness of Christ. You're bringing it into that place. Just paraphrasing it a little bit. But the recognition is there. God has released it to us. So that's why I thank God for the men and women of God that carry a sound and frequency in this hour, this season, that heaven recognized when they open up their mouth, amen, then they release from that place of them. They release from that place that God has downloaded and deposited into them. Release. And it's been recognized by kingdom. And this is what causes you now to be what? An ambassador in the earth. You now, when you step your feet on foreign territory, amen, when you step your foot on the enemy territory, my God, Rabba Shiko Robo Shika Babaha, the enemy recognized that you are there, what, representing the kingdom of God, because you carry the weight of glory in you. Ah, it's glory to God. This is why the Bible said, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. You can't do it in your own strength. So that's why, amen, there has to be what? A sound check. A sound check in this hour, this season. Amen. What? The authentic from what's been fake. Amen. Truth from what? Error. Amen. What is right? What is wrong? Amen. God is taking us through all of that in this hour, in this season. Amen. That's why we say keep us in the potter's wheel, God. Keep us, shape us, mold us, continue to breathe life into us, God, that we can live. Don't allow us, oh God, to be set up by the enemy that he will come to destroy us. He's spiritually and physically come to separate us from us. The devil is a liar. Not in him. So doing the recognition, God releases unto us. And he recognized what he has released unto us. And you will come into a place of recognizing what God is doing. Here's the response. The response is when God responds on our behalf as his children. Just as Jesus responded to Peter from when Peter answered his question. Jesus gave the response. And he told him, flesh and blood have not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. So this is the hour in this season, people of God, when you make yourself available unto God. Amen. I thank God for being in a consecrated place. I thank God for the 21-day fast. I thank God, amen, that I am denying myself. I thank God that I'm bringing my flesh under subjection to my spirit so I can live. Hallelujah. So when I know that I can stay humble, amen, because there is no emerging unless there's any lest there become submerging. You have to be submerged. That's why Jesus talks about the water and the spirit. Except a man can enter the kingdom of God or see the kingdom of God, amen, he must be born of the water and the spirit. He gives twofold there. Amen. He gave it from a natural perspective because he knew that what Nicodemus was understanding. Then he brought him over to a spiritual perspective. Amen. About in the natural, we know that when a woman carry a baby for 9 months, their baby's in water. Amen. And this is where you get the birthing. Amen. When the water breaks, my God. Tell them when the water breaks, that's when the birthing comes. So this is why Jesus will bring in the Nicodemus and set the man to be born again. It must be by the water. Now he bring him over to the spirit now. Amen. It has to be in the spirit. Because therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. You are now back in the place that God has called you to. Because in the beginning, we understand that how God created man in his image and his likeness. But because the fall that came into place, because they ate from the wrong tree. We told y'all about the power of the tree because the ate from the wrong tree brought curse into the earth. But thank God that we have, amen, Redeemer that redeemed us from the curse of the law. Amen. Don't allow the enemy to set you back on a tree that you what? You become dormant, that you die, amen, spiritually, then die physically. Amen. So when you grab hold to what God is releasing and you recognize what God is releasing, and then comes the response. God will respond on your behalf. The Bible said God is a rewarder of them that what? Diligently seek after him. Who are you seeking after? What are you seeking in this hour, this season? But you must seek the face of God. Seek God. Seek God, not only his hand, but seek God. When you seek God, you're seeking God in that. You're seeking God, amen, in that time you're spending with him. You're seeking God in prayer. You're seeking God in his word. You're seeking God by coming together collectively as a body of believers. We draw strength from each other. Iron sharpens iron. I thank God for the Lifeline Conference. Amen. Some of the men and women of God all around the world coming together, touching and agreeing. Because one can chase 1,000, two can put 10,000 to flight. I'm tired of the enemy messing with my family. I'm tired of the enemy messing with the people of God's health. I'm tired of the people. I'm tired of the enemy, amen, messing with our finances. I'm tired of the people of God, the enemy, amen, trying to divide the people of God. But this is the hour and the season, beloved, that God is summoning us together. You, the response, they that delight themselves in the Lord, he will give them the desires of their heart. When we delight ourselves in God, God will give us the desires of our heart. My God, thank God for the release. Thank God for the recognition. Thank God for the response that God is releasing unto the men and women of God. Thank God for you making yourself available, beloved. So let God fine-tune you in the spirit that you become effective for the kingdom of God, a sound that cannot be stopped. It cannot be stopped at this hour in this season. Why? Because kingdom is in you. Kingdom is with you. Kingdom will cover you. Kingdom will take you places. Amen. Amen, that you can't go. That's why the Bible says your gift will make room for you. Amen, alone you carry a kingdom sound. God will continue to move on your behalf. He will continue to set favor upon your life, that you have favor with him and favor with man. Amen, even as, amen, the man of God, Ezekiel prophesied to the bones. He prophesied to the winds. Prophesied. So I prophesied to your atmosphere this morning. I prophesied to your surrounding this morning. I prophesied to your region this morning. I decree, I declare by faith that you shall not die but live. Live to declare the works of the Lord. I decree and I declare that you shall be saved. I decree and I declare that your household shall be saved. I decree and I declare that you shall be the head and not the tail. I decree and I declare that you shall be above and not beneath. I decree and I declare that you shall be the lender, not the borrower. I decree and I declare that you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy people, a peculiar people that should show forth the praises of God. I decree and I declare on this morning. I prophesy. I prophesy to Africa. I prophesy to England. I prophesy over to Jamaica. I prophesy to New York. I prophesy to Chicago. I prophesy to Delaware. I prophesy to D.C. I prophesy to North Carolina. I prophesy to Virginia. I prophesy to West Virginia. I prophesy to Texas. I prophesy to Tennessee. I prophesy over in the South. I prophesy right now to South Carolina. I prophesy to Florida. I prophesy to Georgia. I prophesy to the region. I prophesy to your city. I prophesy to your town. I prophesy to your state. I prophesy in the name of Jesus. God, do it now for your people. Blow up on them, God. Send the refreshing. Send the restore. Send it, God, in the name of Jesus. Breathe afresh on them today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A sound that cannot be stopped. The sound check. Let's get in motion. Never seen anything sitting still. Amen, moving. You have to move, people of God. You have to move in the realm of the spirit so God can take you in dimensions of the spirit. So that's the place that God will reveal himself to you so that you can live and not die to declare the words of the Lord. The word of the Lord for the people of God on today. Hallelujah. A sound that cannot be stopped. Can't nothing stop you in this season. I don't care what it is. I don't care if the doctor gave you a bad report. I don't care if you don't have a dime in your bank account. My God, I don't care if your children are acting up. I don't care if your spouse is acting crazy. I come to tell you as a servant of God, amen, this is the hour, this is the time, this is the season that you must grab hold to it. And I'm telling you, grab hold to it with your whole being. That is your spirit, soul, and body. And watch heaven shakes for you. Watch heaven move. Watch kingdom what move. It will shake heaven and earth. Who wouldn't fight for their children? Who wouldn't move for their children? God is doing for us. So I encourage you this morning, amen, to be that sound and frequency. You may not carry a title because it ain't about the title. Amen. It's about, your demonstration and the power and authority of your position. But as a child of God, in the kingdom of God, being a representation of him in the earth, I'm telling you, God wants to use you. Use you to, what, bless your family. Use you to bless your coworkers. Use you to bless those that you will meet in the mall. Use those that you will meet in the grocery store to bless those in the grocery store. Those that you will see in your neighborhoods, in your community. You are the voice, you are the sound that God wants to use to get the glory. The word of the Lord for the people of God today. A sound that cannot be stopped. Just prophesy. Go ahead and prophesy. Go ahead and decree and declare that it is so in Jesus' name. Not by your words, but by God's word. And watch what God's word would do. He watches over to perform it. Your life. Amen. Ministry, we'll take a commercial. We'll come right back. Woman of God, open up the line.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestoretheletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. People of God, you are a force to be reckoned with. Enemy don't want you to know that because he know when you become that force, that sound cannot be stopped. He know that his kingdom, amen, is in trouble. That's why he don't want you to walk in your true identity, to know that you are sound and frequency in the earth for God's glory. Amen. All right, we're going to open up the lines. Amen. If you're on the block side, amen, you can hit 1 on your dial. Administrator, are there any questions or comments over in the chat room?
Good morning, Apostle Simmons, and everyone that's listening in on the line. We welcome everyone that's listening in on blog side and in the chat room this morning. You have your group of young prophets that are listening. They're listening every month, and we welcome them this morning. They stated what a powerful word, and they truly enjoy. Looking forward to the third Saturday in each month. God bless you, man of God.
Amen. Yeah, we bless God for the young prophets. Amen. That God has raised up for this time and this season for their lives. Amen. To bless so many people. We bless God for each and every one of them. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Let God use y'all men and women of God. Amen. Continue to pray for you.
All right. If you're on the blog side, you can hit 1 on your dial. You got a comment or question before we take the conference line?
All lines are clear.
Amen. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Amen. A spiritual leader said, don't have a drawback spirit. Amen. I know a lot of people don't like to be audible, but it's okay. Some people say, well, I don't speak well. Amen. Moses didn't speak well. Hallelujah. But God still used him because he made himself available. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. We're going on to the conference line. You can start 6. If you got a question or comment, start 6. Open your line up.
I bless you, Apostle.
Bless you.
I just want to say thank you for my word this morning. Between you and my pastor, both of you have spoken so highly into my life, and God has been fulfilling the words of prophecy that have come from both you and my pastor. I look forward to seeing you and your wife on this Friday at the conference. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless you. What's your name, woman of God?
My name is Sister Johnson.
Pastor Johnson.
No, I'm not Pastor Johnson. No, I'm Sister Johnson. I'm with Pastor Matthews.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. All right. Bless you, woman of God. Yes, Lord. Amen.
Bless
all right.
So
yes,
I look
Lord.
Forward to
Hallelujah.
You.
All right. Yes, Lord. And certainly you are in a good place. Amen. Under
yes,
his leadership.
Sir.
Let God
yes,
continue
sir.
To pour into your life. Amen.
Yes,
do what he gives the man of God for your life. Amen.
Yes,
bless
sir.
You.
Amen.
All right. Thank you so much. Yes.
You're welcome.
Bless you. All right. Amen. All right. Anyone else? Good morning. God bless you.
God bless you, Apostle. I just wanted to say thank the Lord for the word that came forth today. God used you in a mighty way, and he's going to continue to use you. And I just want to say God bless you, and we're looking forward to God doing a great move on this weekend, the following weekend. And so God bless you.
Amen. Bless you, woman of God. Thank God for you as well. I was saying I heard you praying. You know, I'm always listening for that affirming and confirmation through the word God has given me, and I heard you praying. Even talking about the dry bones and God breathing and blowing upon them. And that was my signal right there. I thank God for you being in that flow with me as well. So thank God, amen, for what God is doing in and through your life. Our husband, thank God for him as well. Amen. Telling you God is, you are in one of the most powerful seasons of your life. And sometimes we don't even know it. Miracles are taking place all around our lives. Favor, where God has given us favor with man, and amen. I'm telling you, debt cancellation for a lot of people. They don't even realize it sometimes. You're about to see within the 90 days, and I think I can prophesy a lot and other prophetic people. By the end of August, many people are going to look in their bank account, amen, and it's going to be so much money in your bank account. My God, especially if you're in that place with God and you never shifted from that place in the midst of all of your pain, frustration, aggravation, all of your setbacks, and you say, God, no matter what comes, no matter what goes, God, I'm still trusting you. My confidence is still in you. Whew, payday coming. I'm telling you, and it's here now. So, woman of God, just keep watching and keep doing. You hear me? Just keep watching and keep doing. Watch what God's going to do. Yeah. Amen. I'm not telling you what somebody told me. I'm telling you what I know by the Spirit of God, because I heard God. And every time that when God releases that concerning his people, he brings it to pass. Hallelujah. I might not flow prophetically like Dr. Matthews or any other prophetic person, but I give it the way God has given it to me. That's what makes us unique. That's why we say we're marked for distinction. Amen. We're set apart. Amen. We know we prophesy. We know in part, and we prophesy in part. Someone else will come in and release a word on this word, amen, to affirm the word, and amen, of what God is releasing into your life. All you got to do is walk it out. Amen?
Amen. Thank you, Apostle. And I received the word on today. God bless you.
Amen. Anyone else? Amen. You can start 6. Open your line, or if you're on the block side, you can hit 1 on your dial, come right on in.
Good morning.
Come on, woman of God.
blessings to you, Apostle Simmons, and to your beautiful wife also, too. I just thank you for the word that you release. Always, I stay in a student place because as I grow, I'm learning even more about his words, and you open more to me dealing in the scriptures with John and Nicodemus. So I thank you, and I'm looking forward to meeting you both this coming weekend also, because I'm expecting great things from God, especially during this fasting. God is just taking me more into him, and I'm not shifting from place. I want to stay in him as I go forward in life, business, and even deeper in him. So I thank you for that word. Bless you.
Amen. Bless you as well. You're the woman of God in Texas, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. You're the one that are seated at the table with the city officials and those of prestige. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, even while you was talking, I heard setback. I heard setback for set up. That's what I heard for you, woman of God. Setback for set up. It seemed like it's a setback back some years, but God is good to thrust you forward. That's a setup. He's thrusting you forward, and it's going to blow many people's minds because they're going to be wondering in their mind, how do you get to this place? How do you do this? How do you do that in the midst of a setback? My God, my God.
Amen.
Ooh, I'm excited. I'm excited for you, woman of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And Lord, I truly receive that word because I see the setback, but I'm looking forward to the setup in it all. So, Victor, I'm already claiming it. I'm already claiming the victory. So thank you for confirming what God has already shown me and saying through you. Bless you. Bless
Amen.
You.
All right. Bless you as well. Excited to meet you as well. Amen. God be the glory. All right. Someone else was trying to come in.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Apostle. And to God be the glory.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Blessings to you, blessings to your lovely wife, Prophetess, and to Prophet Matthews. I tell you, what can I say but hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I am so grateful to the Lord that he woke me up this morning to be able to get on the line this morning. And I thank God because of everything that I have heard, when I say has stirred up the fire. And I'm grateful because of everything that the Lord spoke through you this morning. It just did something to me. I was actually laying down listening, but I had to get up, had to sit up. You know, especially when you were talking about the release. And I thank God because of everything that I've gone through in life with the sickness that hit my body and everything down through the years. I recognize that the Lord was fine-tuning me spiritually. In other words, he was doing a sound check. And I thank God for that, for everything that transpired in my life. And when you begin to talk about a releasing, and I ministered last Sunday in Houston. I was back at home this past week. And I thank God for what the Lord is doing. And I see it every day, even in my life. When we allow the Lord to fine-tune us and then the release goes forth, we recognize the release and we know how to respond. We know how to react. And I, you know, and one thing about it, this season that we are in, and you said something, man of God, how people are saying that the Lord, you know, he's not speaking. The Lord never stopped speaking. But the problem was that there were many people that have allowed situations and circumstances to cause their hearing to become dulled and deafened. to where they could not hear. But he never stopped speaking. But see, that's the thing. When you allow God to fine-tune you, when you allow God to do things in your life, it sharpens your hearing. It draws you closer to God. And I thank God for that because of the release. The reason why many cannot recognize what has been released because they have gotten out of position and they don't hear it. They can't see it. They don't understand it. But I thank God, man of God, even with the things that you have just said to many others, I receive it. I receive it for myself because I see God moving. God, just when I was about to make a decision, not based on what the Lord said, but I was going because of everything that I'd been going through. And when I tell you, it was like in the ninth hour, man of God, when the Lord stepped in and turned it around, turned everything around, and I'm ever so grateful. Have you ever seen a person that is given a job, has been given an offer, and I accepted it even though I've made more in the past, but I said, Lord, I'm going to accept it just because of the benefits, and I know you're going to take care of everything else. And when I went to sign the paperwork and everything, have you ever seen a person get a raise before they even start the job? And that's nobody but God. And then when you start the job, after 3 days, they want to give you a promotion. That's nobody but God. So I thank God for him fine-tuning me when I was going through cancer, multiple sclerosis, lupus, these things that God removed out of my life to fine-tune me, to sharpen my hearing, to put me in position to hear and recognize what is being released and know just how to respond. So, man of God, you stirred up something in me this morning. I thank God because I receive it all. I receive it. Stepping out on faith, going after God with everything that's in me. So blessings to you. May the Lord bless you, restore you, give you the desires of your heart for you, your family, your ministry, as well as this conference line. So God be the glory for the things that he has done, the things that he is doing, and the things that he is about to do, and blessings to the people of God.
Thank you. Yes, Lord. Bless you, woman of God. So good to hear your voice. I'm telling you, woman of God, even while you was talking, I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, deliverer. God is going to use you as a Moses, as a deliverer, because of the things that you had to endure. Even as you said, he was fine-tuning you through all of your afflictions. And we know many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God shall deliver us out of them all. That's what I heard, deliverer. You just keep your bags packed, amen, because God's going to use you. You're going to get phone calls, travel from this state to that state, even foreign territory. I don't know if you already prepared or got your passport, woman of God. God is going to use you as a testimony. People out, my God, watch. Because where there's no test, there's no testimony. You pass the test. You completed the test. Now you walking in victory, even in the midst of what seemed like their afflictions, what it seemed like it, at what? As the woman of God, as I shared with the woman of God a few minutes ago, the setbacks, no. The enemy may have his little time for a season. Now it's time, woman of God, to really soar and let God use you for his glory because you're part of that remnant. See, God, what God is doing, he used John the Baptist to pave the way for Christ. That was Elijah crying in the wilderness. Now he's raising up a company of Elijahs. These are the sounds that he's using now to pave the way for Jesus Christ's second coming. You're part of the remnant, woman of God. You're part of the one that God will use in this hour, in this season. Stay low, humble. Amen. Stay under the mighty hand of God and watch what God will do concerning your life. So good. I miss hearing you on. I forgot what morning you came on, ministering across this line, but always tuned in and always wanted to grab hold to what God will release through you. So just good to hear your voice. Thank you for tuning in this morning, woman of God.
Thank you. I received the word of the Lord. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. All right. Anyone else? You're on the block side. You hit one on your dial. If you're on the conference line, you can star 6. Come right on in. got your question or comment this morning. We bless God. The sound that cannot be stopped. My God. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Well, we thank God for each and every one of you. Bless you, sir.
God bless you too, man of God. God bless all of the kingdom accelerators in this season. All of you flowing in a state of acceleration and expectation. We just bless the Lord for each and every one of you all on today. Bless you, man of God. Great word in this time, man. This is the right time, right now, word for the right now of the lives of God's people. And even as you were speaking, I noticed everybody that came behind you began to come with the sound of acceleration. The birthing canal that you were speaking about, the water bottle had broken. Now the blood flows and the baby comes forth. We're in the home stretch of something so phenomenal in this hour. And certainly we just thank God for the explosion that's coming. We began to speak of the different cities and states. I just heard the acceleration, the momentum began to be released for each of those cities, towns, states, and nations. I'm extremely excited about the governing council of God being released out of your belly, man of God. We thank God for you. Even the saints of God that began to talk and release the word of God on today. This is a very powerful time for many of us as we transition into weeks and months and years. We waited for this moment. These are moments that many of us waited for, opportunities waited for. And I am delighted to be connected to the sound of what God is doing in this season for the many of the men and women of God that are operating in an accelerated sound. Because we're just knowing each day opened up a window for God to begin to move. The woman of God said, people that say God is not speaking, that's absolutely incorrect. If he stops speaking, we all are in trouble. We have to have the pneuma of his presence blowing. He can speak either through the rhema, through the logos, through nature, through the animal kingdom. He's speaking. He's always speaking. It's a matter of time. We have to tune our ears unto him so we can hear from him. We have to silence that ear so we can hear everything God is releasing to the people of God. Father, say he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. And certainly we thank God for you on today, man of God, that you released it. And that accelerated realm, man, it was accelerated. You was going up, not down the runway. You was moving like a rocket ship, going up, man, launching 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We're blasting off, man. So we thank God for you and thanking God for what the Lord's going to give you for the people on next week, for the body. Many people are looking forward to it. They're coming with expectation. They don't pull on the oil, so we just have to prepare ourselves to be redressed from what we've already been dressed up for years with. The incarcerated system of the world, man, have caused many people to be sentenced to religion. Now we're finna bring them out of the sentencing state. Some people that are on death row of institutionalism, and we're bringing them out. So I thank God for what God is giving you and what the Lord is doing through you and for you. We bless the Lord for Prophetess Simmons on today as well, and thank God for.
Bless the Lord. We certainly thank God for you too, man of God, for your leadership, man, and your authenticity and transparency. We bless God for that as well, man. And I always know that good leadership always produces good fruit. And thank God,
amen.
Amen for your great leadership.
You know the devil, good man. I said, we know the devil good man. He good man. He good man.
Yes, sir.
He's mad. When you start talking,
yes, sir,
he jump in that frequency.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
yeah.
Some people say he can't mute the oil. He can't mute the oil. But anyway,
yes, sir.
The Lord for you, man of God. Thank God for you.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. The sound that cannot be stopped, doctor.
That's it. Absolutely. That's it. That's the Lord for
you. Trying to come in. You trying to start sick, hoping to get lined up, honey. Yes, sir, doctor.
God be all the glory. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hallelujah. Giving honor to God and to my husband, to Dr. LaVon. I just want to share something. I'm on my way to an appointment. But I want to concur and just say it was a confirmed word. I thank God for the word that God has given you, honey, because as Prophet LaVon was sharing a rocket being launched, before he said that, I saw a shooting star. And so I truly thank God for where God has you at in this season. And for those who are sincere and truly following the heart of God through you, that where God takes you, we will go if we're sincerely and truly connected to the vision, connected to God, and connected to the heart of God in you. So I thank God for the word of the Lord that you released on today, always for you, and I thank God for you being my husband, the chosen one that God has given me for where we are and where God has taken us. God bless you, and I love you.
Hallelujah. Love you too, honey. Bless you. Thank God. My. I found favor, doctor, because of this woman. Hallelujah. Glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. Yes, Lord. Prophet, I was going to say this, man. Okay, I was praying, and I don't. You know how sometimes you want to make sure it ain't you, that you're moving into pride or yourself. And I said, well, God, I said, I always ask the Lord, keep me on the potter's wheel, shape me, mold me, keep me humble, that I walk humbly for you. I used to listen to a lot of TV evangelists, great leaders. You know, especially I believe that was part of my maturing stage. Some was, you know, moving in a place, in a realm that I know it was God speaking, and some were just being religious. But I said, Lord, why you not allow me to listen to the other men and women of God that many look up to? And God said, I don't want you to listen to a competing word. He said, I want you to receive a completing word. I said, my God. Not saying that these men and women of God are not teaching and preaching the truth of God's word, but I believe it's because of the elevation and the dimension that God has taken into the realm of the spirit. This is why everybody can't have my ear. Call it the legal sounds. And I think that is what has messed a lot of people up as well, because they're jumping here, they're jumping there. They're jumping over here, they're jumping over there. We have leadership, and I thank God for your sound, man of God. It's not putting you on a pedestal again, and I tell people that. But I thank God for your sound and your frequency that God uses you, amen, to release unto the people. And I'm even through your wise counsel, even as we share in our private time. And I thank God for that, man. I don't count it robbery. I don't take it for granted, but I celebrate that and I appreciate that, because it's not only helping me, but it's thrusting me forward, man, and I thank God for that, and even giving me the opportunity and the platform to minister from this place. Man, just bless God for you, man, and I'm excited for the 10th year conference as we join forces together, and I do see the explosion. I do see the power of God. If people don't leave with miracles, if they don't leave with the signs and wonders, then it's their fault. It's their fault. So I just know that God is going to manifest. So, man, I'm excited. So I just thank God, man, for being in this place with him. Amen.
We thank God as well. And you said something that was very powerful and real critical right now in the land, because right now you have a lot of people who's trying to release a rhema word, but they're really a copycatter. One of the things about when you're doing a dissertation and to completing your final work, put everything in a computer and see if your dissertation is a copy of other people's dissertation. I forgot what they call it.
Plagiarizing.
There it is. And what you have in this hour, you have a lot of plagiarizers, but they can plagiarize your, they can plagiarize your work, but they can't plagiarize your sound. Everybody have a distinct sound in this season. And so as we began to go up prophetically and operate in the governmental realm of the spirit, even as Enoch did, we're tapping into realms where the angels of the living God is releasing data to us of the mysteries of the kingdom of God. And actually this hour, most of the angels that are in dispute on our behalf are angels that are releasing to us the secrets of the fallen angels, so we know how to maneuver in the land. When we are being released the secrets of the fallen angels, when those Nephilim come after us or try to attack us through people, we already know exactly what they are, what they're trying to do. Jesus knew the thoughts of people because he was able to tap into the spirit realm and identify what they were doing. And at a time where pulpits and arenas and stages of ministry gifts are starting to get back into operation, you'll know the difference of the sound of yesteryear, the sound of now, or the sound of people mimicking those years, waiting to get back to a platform because they have not studied the Word of God. There's a calling of a remnant of people. There's a calling of people from all over the world. And it's interesting that you're going to be speaking on 6/25. The 25th day is a very strategic day for the Catholic Church, the Gregorian calendar. That's why you see everything surrounded around the 25th. Most great actors die on the 25th. They celebrate pagan days on the 25th, especially December 25th. It's always around a pagan time. And anytime God raises up a voice or a sound, he raises it right in the middle of the enemy frequency. He interrupts that frequency to denounce and denote what they're trying to do. And so we're not coming. The frequency we're coming in now as believers is a musical sound. We're coming with a musical sound because that's what Satan had. He had a frequency of music. And God, we're interrupting his musical sound. We're interrupting everything he's doing. So when you were talking about television, radio, and listening and following those, it's good to hear great preaching and good teaching, but those teaching and preaching is not fulfilling an eternal sound because things have changed right now. Climates have changed, and people that are in a drought. They're in a drought, and so they're looking for something that's going to bring them out of the drought mentally. So when you get connected to the people, you're stirring up their gift inside of them. The more people that stir, the more people that stir. And that's why we have to drop pride, drop ego, and come into the presence of soaring in the wind so we can get what God has for us. I don't want to use the word get, but receive exactly what God has for us in this season. So I thank God for that today, man of God, because I have to sit down and write out, like literally take my head and put it in the Bible and close it, because some of the stuff I'm hearing today, I'm just shaking my head like, wow, really? I heard that 2 years ago. Wow, really? That ain't nothing new. Wow, really? Where did that come from? Wow. It's like they're wilding you because of the display of man, this is a plagiarism time. You must have sat home and copied every message from YouTube and every message from other people, because this doesn't even make sense. People preaching stuff that doesn't even make sense. And the adjective don't even come with the preposition. The preposition don't come with the adverb. The adverb don't connect with the conjunction. The conjunction don't come. It'd be like, where they going? Man, I bless the Lord for you today, man. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Bless you as well, man. Man, my God. Hallelujah. I thank God for the celebration time we're in, man. We're in it.
Absolutely.
Bless the Lord.
I promise you.
Hallelujah.
We are.
Bless the Lord.
Being the currency of the people.
Yes. Yes. Yes, Lord. My God.
And if people really, like the woman of God said, and that's prophetic right there, what Evangelist Lewis said, it's prophetic right there. So many people don't want to take the job that God has for them, not knowing that job is going to promote you. Because as soon as you see, it's the thing of it now, the body of Christ and the believers must show up. You can't have nobody go in on your behalf. You can't have nobody speak for your behalf. You have to go for yourself. See, your mountain, your voice knows your mountain. It knows your style.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're trying to get somebody to go on our behalf, you half of your assignment is complete. because you got to go in on for yourself. When that, when he ripped the veil, man, he released the oil. When he ripped the veil, man,
he released
what's on the altar. When he ripped the veil, he gave us access. He had access. That's why I tell people, everybody need a prophet in their life.
Yes.
Everybody need a prophet in their life. We ain't talking about a profiteer. We're talking about a prophet. Those who can speak, and not only speak, but can open up what's inside of you that's been locked. We got a lot of landlocked people. That's why they can go to the same old church, same old place, same old. They go from one place to another place to the same old spirit realm. And it's constantly landlocking them. You need to be unlocked from the landlock. When they landlock a city, that means that city can't go. That city has limited. You have no access outside that city. Once you've been landlocked, police officers got to stay in their jurisdiction. Stop allowing your life to be locked into a jurisdiction that doesn't qualify for your zip code. You got to be able to move from place to place. And we got a lot of churches, even the new churches that's coming up now, they bringing people into the incarcerated. They're landlocking them. They can't go any further than there. They sit there. You sit in front, row two, you landlock. Row three, you landlock. Row four, you landlock. And then when you try to pull it out of them, they go into that reject mode. And then when you replace them, they get mad at you. You can't get mad because you've been replaced. Because you got to come out of that landlock. You got to come out of that place of being landlocked so God can release what he needs. What do you need? There's so many gold mines locked up in people. I think the word of God said in 2 Corinthians 4 and 7, I believe it is right around that neighborhood, he said we have a treasure in an earthen vessel that the excellency of God may be of him and not of you. You gotta open up that treasure chest, throw away all of those cubic zirconials that were spoken over your life, and go into the rubies and the diamonds and tap into the treasure chest that's in this earthen vessel. You got too many dead seeds and alive bodies. You got to go inside and take all of those dead seeds out of alive bodies and resurrect it. We're getting ready to watch a season of a walking dead people. Everybody took a shot that literally threw them out of place. God want to create a sound that's going to go inside and break every code that the enemy tried to decode you. I better be quiet. I'm getting excited, too. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. I'm feeling anointed. I'm going to wait my turn. Touch it and say, Prophet, wait your turn.
but think about it, Doctor. That's where it's so imperative for I call it where anointed people or the people of God that have the same like mind. They connect with each other because we pull from that, man. I was talking to a man of God on last night. He had been in a dark place and he was sharing his testimony through the loss of his father and going through some some issues with his family, dealing with financial stuff. Well, you know, father was well off, but I was in a dark place, but thank God that in our conversation and releasing the sound, amen, it ignited what was in him, brought him back up. And that's the powerful place, man, when we dialogue from that place, that's that sound. And you said something powerful a while ago, you know, that about your mountain or your sound. And I got to give props with props to do. One of our leaders, the woman of God, said on the other night, a few days ago, how she was on this mountain and she'd been going around this mountain for some time and the mountain spoke to her, said, get off me. You've been on this mountain too long. You've been on me too long. The mountain spoke to her, but we have to get on the mountain of God. And I said, man, that's powerful because a lot of people are just going around the mountain. They're going around in circles instead of them really taking their rightful place, their authority, amen, in the kingdom, amen, and begin to get up from that place. That was powerful when you said that, man. Yes, Lord, man. We are in that place. We're in a powerful place, man. My God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, the Lord. Yes, God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone else? Amen. Block side one. Amen. If you're on the conference line, you can start sick. Hallelujah. Hey, Prophet, man. We get up here. We get in this vein, man. We stay up here all day long, man.
I know, right? You can tell you,
yes, sir.
Different things happening in Delhi. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
And Prophet, you know what God revealed to me? I thought I was going to share it with you when I got down, but I can share it now, openly and publicly, man, that what in my prayer time, especially, man,
this 21-day fast, man, it's been so essential, so needed. Man, I'm telling you, it's a refreshing. Even in the midst of what I call warfare afflictions, even though they might be there, but it's like they're not there because of the place that you're in, and you know that God got you. But God has been revealing to me, man, the place that he's taking you to, that he's taking you to, the conference, those that are connected to you. It's almost like I see, you know how you see those and not comparing you with them, but I know what God showed me. It's like a stage where it's thousands of people, like the, I don't want to really say like the Benny Hens or the Bishop Jakes, but that's the place God is taking you to. But God showed me something. I saw something out of the corner of my eye. I saw where they saw you on that stage, but then many want to come and say, man, they want to connect with you. And I saw you turn the other way. I saw you look the other way because you'd be like, well, you didn't know me then, so I don't know me now, in so many words. That's what I saw, man. I saw that in the spirit, and I know that's what God is going to do. So I just say, man of God, just get ready, man. I know it's powerful. It's a powerful place. So, man, you ain't going to have to want for nothing. Even in what we call small beginnings or what we think that is small beginnings, that God is just, amen, he just has his hand on it, amen, because he know what's authentic. He know what is being released for his people that's going to really deliver them, that's going to bless them and bring them in the place of where he's bringing them into. So I just thank God, man. I'm excited.
Thank God for me as well. I got a word for Mother Sydney, and she on here. Mother Sydney, you on here? Amen. The Lord gave me a word for Mother Sydney on here today. And she's out here. Amen. And God is doing some great things.
I'm on here. I have
top of the morning, Mother Sydney, to you.
Good morning.
You know, this is what I hear the Lord is saying. The Lord said to tell you in this hour, not a season, it's the hour we in. So hour is 60 minutes. Second is like 4,000 a minute. Hour is 60 minutes. Seconds are like 4,000 some seconds. A little bit of 4,600 seconds. And I heard this word.
Start recording.
Prepare to catapult, mother. Prepare to catapult. Because you are a Zion. You're Zion, a mother of Zion. And in this season that you're in, God has said, I'm taking you out of the old system. And I'm talking about that church system, the old system. Because where your oil is needed at now, your oil is needed globally. It's needed globally. And there are too many women that came out of this pandemic pregnant, but the enemy want to abort their mission, abort their sound, abort their gift, abort their baby. And God's going to use you pivotally as a midwife for many of the women of God that came out of this pandemic pregnant. They came out of this pandemic pregnant with prayer, with faithfulness, with committed, with strength, with walking in God, with speaking his face, with falling on their knees, pregnant, because this is going to be a thing. God is going to connect a lot of women to actual marriages. I'm not talking about spiritual marriage, because through the pandemic, they got married to God. Now, they're going to get married to the people that God has them connected to. It's going to be designed specifically for this. This is prophetic for some of you all, too. God is going to connect y'all with a global realm. It's going to be so powerful. And it's going to, all the disconnection notices that was sent through, decoys, because on May 25th, 2020, that we go to 25th again, when everything happened in Power Horn, Minnesota, it's shifting. God is just preparing everybody. So you're going to be a pivotal, powerful woman of God. I was looking at Evangelist Rogers, who passed, a very pivotal woman of the Church of God of Christ. You're not going to find many women that stood the test of time like she did, and actually was used by that system for years. She was used. She was burnt out. She literally was burnt out, and she was still moving. And the last time I saw somebody like that was Mother Moss from who had the choir. She was the last woman like that, which was very pivotal to the church. But God has you strategically, I'm telling you. He didn't put you before these great men and women of God in the organization, not to just let you let what's in you be lackadaisia. It's like I see some things starting to be lackadaisia. So God's going to thrust you because there's so much inside you for such a time as this. So get ready. I don't know what night I'm going to be. We're going to be rolling. But you get ready, woman of God, because I'm telling you, anybody who know I move fast. Get ready. So just going around the block a couple of times and running, John. We getting ready to something good happened. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, my shando. I'm telling you, good happened. So get ready, mama. It's a powerful time in the kingdom. I'm telling you, it's gonna be powerful. Yeah, it's gonna be powerful.
Thank you, Pastor. I receive the word.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It is so, in Jesus' name.
And that's what I see too, Prophet of Mother Sydney. I see even when you walk in the atmosphere in the room, I see a shaking.
Dark
even
glory.
In your region, I see a shaking. And you ain't even got to open up your mouth to say anything because the sound and the frequency, and because of the man of God said the oil is on your life. When you walk in the atmosphere, or walk in the room, or walk in wherever you walk. It's like I see it in the spirit. It's like a rumbling is taking place, woman of God. So just whatever God download, deposit in you, amen, just release it. Don't hold back. Just release it. Just release it, and God will perform the miracle. He's going to perform whatever the people stand in need of. He's going to do it just because you have made yourself available, woman of God. Hallelujah, man. It's almost like you're walking as a giant in the spirit. That's what I see, a giant in the spirit. Everything else around you become now small. It becomes small. It's like, that don't even matter. I done conquered that. That don't even matter. I could see you like looking at, what is that? And you were walking, and there's a shaking, and it's shaking and shaking everything up. It's even agitating the enemy. That's why people are agitated around you, woman of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory.
Man of God. Hallelujah.
And even for your granddaughter, there's some things. It looked like when you came back, there's some things she was sharing with you about, like, missing you and really appreciating you. God said this is a sign of bringing you around celebration. You're to be celebrated in this season. Celebrated. And this is, God is bringing you around people that's celebrating what's inside you. The people look, they're excited, but this is a celebration as well. God is celebrating you. For many of us, this conference is about you have endured the test of time, and your test of time creates the testimony, the message, the messenger. You all in that pivotal time. So the Lord is doing in your daughter. The Lord said you won't be hindered. You'll still be able to do what you need to do. You won't be hindered. God is going to do some powerful things in her and through her. And I literally see she's dropping everything now. God said it's like she's going to drop everything. It's like she's dropping everything to come on in. She's coming on in. It's like coming on into the kingdom. She's gonna be used pivotally in this season for many to see what God is going to do. She just has to open her mouth and speak to her mountains now and watch what God is going to do inside her and through her and for her.
Amen. I receive that. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank God.
And this is a word for Sister Piggott, Minister Piggott, for you, woman of God. This is a word for you if you're here. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God. I hear the word of God said, you wrote a phrase, but the Lord said, you're ready to create a sound called wind. Wind. You're in the wind. You're going from breathing to wind. Your sound, the sound breathe is very pivotal to this time. You know, when in May 25th, the whole world began to create masks and shirts that I can't breathe. And what they really didn't understand when they say, I can't breathe, what they say, I can't receive the wind. And the people a lot of shut themselves down when they say they can't breathe because you need wind. You need the Noah and the Zoe of God. And in this time, God is going to use you to be able to release a sound or a frequency to wind. And even in this wind, God says, prepare for resuscitation of people, resuscitation of people. And in this time of resuscitation of people, God said that the letter kill it, but the spirit give life. You're a spirited person. God said, I'm even bringing a greater spirit in you, greater excitement in you, a greater thrust. And I hear several things. I hear three areas of your life that you're sitting down. It's like regret this. The Lord said, don't worry about regret. I know what I'm going to do. And he said, I know how I'm going to do it. I know the way I'm going to do it. So the Lord said, release the regret and watch the progress that's going to come from you. The progress is going to come. And even as the progress began to come, God said, I'm going to begin to gear around because your sound was supposed to have been released even greater from past, even greater from the place. But the Lord said, he has not forgotten you. He has not forgotten what's inside you. He has not forgotten what he placed in you for such a time as this. He has not forgotten what he's given you. He's birthed inside of you, what he's released inside of you. So the Lord said, yes, I see many tears. I mean, I see tears. I mean, I see tears just out of sudden tears just out of nowhere, tears just deep down inside, tears, the welling of tears, the place of tears. But the Lord said, all of your tears are bottled up. They're bottled up. They're all bottled up. So even as those tears are bottled up, every tear carry a cold in them. Every teardrop, and every teardrop of a person's eyes, it carries a cold. It carries a cold, and that cold carries a frequency, and that frequency carries a birthing. That's why one would plant, another would water. Tears are waters that create colds. So your colds have not been hidden. Your cold has not been forgotten. Your colds have not been deviated. Every person that cries for something in the land, God said, you're cold. Your tears have a cold inside it. It's colded. And so every teardrop will be part of a seed that's going to manifest from something great. So your teardrops are going to manifest from something great in this season of your life. So get ready. Get excited. Get excited. Just, I feel like you were walking. You started walking, then you stopped. You started walking, then you stopped. You started walking, then you stopped. The Lord said, this time, just walk. Don't stop this time. This time, just walk. And watch how everything that's delayed will not be denied. It's going to be open. There's something that's getting ready to open. I hear the word opportunity. Opportunity. Just walk in an opportunity. Some opportunities you turn down for personal reasons. But the Lord said, this time, walk in for the purpose of me. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen, man of God. I thank you, Prophet, for allowing the Lord to use you. On today, I receive every single word and instruction. So God bless you. And we look forward to seeing you this coming week.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank God. Hallelujah. Thank God. My. Hallelujah.
Good morning. Hallelujah.
Good morning.
Good morning, Apostle Simmons, Prophet Matthew, First Lady Simmons. I give honor on this morning. It was a right now word. I thank God for the word on this morning. I truly thank God for continuing to use y'all in a powerful way. So Francis is my overseer gaining member. I just thank y'all so much.
Amen.
Bless you, woman of God. Hallelujah.
Thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
My.
Yes,
Lord. I know the winds are blowing in South Carolina.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. It's blowing mightily. Yes, powerful.
Now, woman of God, you gonna be at the you coming to the conference?
Yes, wide open. I'll be there.
Hallelujah.
You hear what she said, Doctor? She said wide
yes,
open.
Sir.
That's that motion you were talking about. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That's
God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
God. Yes, God. Glory.
And we blessing God's people on today.
Yes,
Lord. What they're doing.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Anyone else this day? Hallelujah. Just to the Lamb of God. Just blessing the Lord. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Excited about what the Lord is doing for the saints of the Most High. It is just such a blessing to see what God is doing in and through his people. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm excited about what God has released. Yeah. Minister Bright, you could play that commercial there for us.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries presents the 10th anniversary of the Lifeline Prophetic Conference.
Happy 10th anniversary.
June 25th through June 27th, 2021 at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
The 2021 conference.
The theme. We have stood the test of time. It kicks off June 25th at 7 p.m. with guest speaker, Apostle Maurice Simmons. Saturday, June 26th at 7 p.m. Get ready for speaker and conference host, the dynamic Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews. On Sunday, June 27th at 11 a.m., get ready for Dr. Carlina Wilkes and Pastor Sandra Gady. Register now at www.werestoreyou.org. Registration, $50. For more information, contact Sister Marcia Green at 708-825-1988. Or Administrator Retha Bryant at 334-440-6152. If you prefer, cash out to hashtag RFPIM. Make plans to be at the Lifeline Prophetic Conference and get ready to receive your miracle.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestorethelletteryou.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
In the Word of God, in the book of Joel, the second chapter, verse 28, it reads, "Then after doing all those things, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions." Welcome to the third Saturday morning of the Prophet's Touch with Prophet Maurice Simmons, Sr., Pastor of Restoration and Truth Ministries, Hampton, Virginia. We're so glad that you could join us, and we pray that something will be said that will allow you to have a life-changing experience. God bless you. Again, welcome.
Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Amen. All right. Administrator, do you have anything or an announcement, anything you want to give over there, woman of God?
God bless you, Apostle Simon, and God bless you, Apostle Matthews, and everyone that's listening in on the line this morning. I would like to say, to those that have registered, we appreciate you registering in a timely manner. If you would like to still register, you can. However, we have completed the order for our conference packets, and if you're not coming to the conference, if you would consider registering to support this great event, we would appreciate it. You can register at WeRestoreTheLetterU.org, or you can cash up at MoneySign, RFPIN. I think in these last, or these last 10 years, this is the most that we've seen register in that time. I want to thank everyone that have contributed to as helping plan this and coming together to make it happen, working with Lauren Matthews Ministries, working with Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries. It's been a great collaboration. We thank everyone in the Chicago ministry for contributing their time and the efforts to make this conference a great success. We would like to shout out to the Alabama team as well, everyone that has collaborated and worked together. And it's been a great process, and we appreciate each and every one of you. Again, if you would like to register to support, you can also do so on the ministry website or Cash App at MoneySign or RFPIM, or you can go to Zelle at WeRestoreYou@Yahoo.com. Keep these dates in mind. Dr. Matthews is on his way from Montgomery, Alabama, to Upper Room End Time Ministries, East Shirley Lane, where Bishop Derek Hooks is the host pastor. That's July the 21st through the 23rd. Also, Dr. Matthews is on his way to New Jersey, to Pilgrim School Gospel Ministries, located at 379 Lakehurst Road, Browns Mill, New Jersey. Those dates are August 19th, 20th, and the 21st, where Pastor Benjamin Cole is the host pastor. For more information, you can call 267-767-6511, and the assistant pastor, Kathy Griffith, is the point of contact there. Dr. Matthews, September 18th, is on his way to San Antonio, Texas. He's going to the conference Bridging the Gap, Birthing the Love. It's a lifestyle hair studios where the owner is Sister Tina Rice. For more information, you can call 726-444-0060. We have dates booking all the way up to December. If you would like for Dr. Matthews to be the guest speaker to your conference, your prophetic summit, your revival. He's also a licensed Christian counselor. We'll be more than happy to coordinate that for you. Just call 877-912-2027, or you can call the local ministry at 708-825-1988. And please don't forget that we've adopted the third Sunday in every month with Love Sunday for Dr. Matthews. And if you would like to bless the man of God, you can do so by visiting the ministry website, or you can cash up at MoneySign RFPIM. To all leaders, we're asking, if you will, we're asking on Saturday night, we're honoring Dr. Matthews for 10 years for the lifeline on the conference line for 10 years, and we're asking all leaders for a $200 fee. There will be a special envelope in your registration packet for that fee. God bless you, Apostle Simmons, and God bless you, Dr. Matthews.
All right. Let us govern ourselves according to the people of God. Let us continue to pray for our visionary and leader, Dr. Matthews. Bless you, sir. Amen. Prophetess Paula, you on this morning? I'll give you a word to give to the woman of God, Prophet. Prophetess Paula.
Wow, that's powerful, man.
Paula.
Man, that's powerful. That just is in my spirit. Good God Almighty, man. You got it out of my brain right now.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Wow. Hallelujah. Thank God. My. Yeah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord this morning. Thank God. My. Bless the Lord. Don't prophet them, man. I'm going to turn it over to your hands, man. Wow. Thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Yes, Lord.
You still there, Doctor?
Amen.
Yeah, man, I'm on. Wow. That was just enough. Wow. You when you were saying that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. The Lord had dropped that in my spirit. Soon I was just sitting there and said, man, the woman. I was saying, speaking in my spirit, like, man, God needed to release a word to her.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Wow. It's powerful. Yeah.
Wow. Look at God. God, the Holy Ghost is so powerful, people, God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Lord is powerful. I'm telling you, he's speaking. I'm telling you, he's really speaking right now, like in the spirit of things, he's speaking right now. And I was sitting, back just getting quiet. But this is a word for Administrator Rita Bryan. And you know, I know Administrator Rita Bryan as an administrator, and sometimes I give a word, sometimes I don't. But this is the word that the Lord gave me to you, woman of God, this morning, because I was just sitting here. And sometimes, you know, you sit back on the word, and I can be honest with the prophet. Sometimes I know them, I'm getting the word, but no, this is a word from you. I'm hearing this word, Administrator Bryan, for you. Even as I'm the Spirit of the Lord God is showing me family. Family. And the Lord said, you have a track record of miracles. You have a track record of miracles. And when I say a track record of miracles, you have a record recorded in you have a record with God of miracles, of things that happen. And you're getting ready to see the big begin to happen for the family, the big. And even in the big of things getting ready to happen, the Lord is positioned you. Not positioning you, has positioned you. He has positioned you. And even as he's positioned you, you're going to see the miracles of things begin to come to pass in the family. You're going to begin to see, even where the enemy tried to break you, every year around this time in October, he tries to break you. But I'm looking at an angel of the living God. This is an angel. It's a huge angel. Huge angel. He said, you're in an interceptor year. The interceptor. And God has said, I'm intercepting. Anything that comes away, he's intercepting. Because the big is still going to happen. Even some things for brother-in-law that's been held up. Even some things for children have been held up, sons have been held up. Everything is coming. Because I'm looking at a vault. I'm looking at a vault. And like all of these Nephilim are standing around your vault. And they're trying to pick with your Holy Ghost. I can see it right now. There it is. The wind just broke. I got to stand on my feet for this one. The wind just broke. They standing around the vault. And they trying to pick the cold. One can't pick the cold to get frustrated. Another can't pick the cold to get frustrated. And they keep going around. But now the angel of the living God is coming down and swooping, because they cannot pick the code to the vault. Now the vault is getting ready to open, and it's the big. And things, even I hear the things of the childhood, things of the childhood in the vault, things of the family in the vault, teenager, young adults, adulthood, things in your vault is getting ready to open. And there's so many powerful things in that vault that's getting ready to be released to you. Released. It's just going to be just released. And when it starts, it's pouring out. It's like the vault. Thank you, Holy Ghost. It's like a vault that people put stuff in, and you literally have to close and push the vault closed because there's so many things in there. Your vault got so many things in it, it's like they have to push it closed. So when it opens, it's going to overtake you. They're going to overtake you. There's some things in the vault is going to overtake you because of the track record you have with God, with miracles, the track record with miracles. And the Lord said, even some people that you have met were angels that were tamed. These were actual angels. You didn't know they were angels, like they were people, but they were angels. And they were angels coming down, angels in place, angel in motion, because you were able to talk to them. You were able to respond to them. You were able to hear them, says the Spirit of the Lord God. So get ready for the increase of the big. Even the sisters, the increase of the big. Increase, even the granddaughters, increase. I see you like you were talking to the Lord about the grandbabies. Things you were talking to the Lord about, the grandbaby. I could see you in the car with the grandbaby. You were talking to them.
and there were things that you said you want God to do for them. You want them to have. You want them to receive. That it's going to happen. Increase, increase. And even you were talking to the Lord, and when Tyetta went through what she went through, it's almost like you were saying to the Lord, "Here we go again." But the Lord God said, "The Lord God said, tell the woman of God, I heard the Shunammite sound. It have ended. The enemy cannot open your vault. They cannot shake you. People have been shaken through stuff like this. People have quit through stuff like this. People have thrown in the towel through stuff like this. People have just went into depression. God said, the enemy cannot hack your vault. It cannot hack. Even as I'm talking now, it's like all of my movement, like they're just moving away. It's like I can see faces. Faces just looking at, you can see those like wicked faces, and they're just moving away. They're moving, they're walking away. It's like they're walking away because of what God is getting ready to do, woman of God. I'm telling you. And I hear the word pressed in this week. This week was a pressing in for you. The pressing in. The Lord said, you pressed in. You pressed in. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. You pressed in under the pressure. Ooh, write that one down. You pressed in under the pressure. You pressed in under the pressure. So the pressure releases the oil. You pressed in under the pressure, and the pressure releases oil. So get ready for the oil to be released because of the pressure. Pressure from pressing in. Hallelujah. Woman of God. It is so. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
I receive that word, prophet. We will receive that word. And as you were talking, I have older siblings. And when I say older siblings, they're in their 70s. And my older sister will be 80 this coming October. Matter of fact, you all carry the same birthday. But the Lord put in my spirit to go and visit one of my brothers this past week. And I just went to visit him. But as I was there in the house with him, the Lord spoke to me to wash his dishes. So when I washed the dishes, saying I'm mopping the floor and washing his clothes. Now, he was having a breathing problem because he has to have oxygen all the time. He has a breathing problem, but as I was washing his clothes, and then I folded him up and back in his house, and I turned around, and he had the oxygen off. I said, you know you're supposed to have that oxygen. He said, no. He said, you know what? If you've got me, it's like my esophagus has opened up to where I can breathe a little bit better. So I took the time and prayed for him, and it shocked him because he's never heard me pray. So I took the time and I prayed for him. And when I got ready to leave, he was Esperin, the one that retired from he was a grave digger. He dug graves for a funeral home. And when I got ready to leave, he had tears in his eyes. And he said, you know what? I want to thank you for taking out enough time to come and see about me. When you said press this week, and as you can imagine, as on yesterday when we were on the phone, and I kept telling you to hold on. I had 5 siblings to call me with issues within that time that we were on the phone. So I received that word from you, man of God. I truly do. I received that word.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. I want to add to what Prophet you released to the woman of God. I want to release this because I heard the spirit and I saw it in the spirit as well. Our minister, Brian, you got a pencil or pen that you can write with, because you need to write these 3 names down, these 3 houses down. And as Prophet was prophesying, I know that you already knew it, but I even heard wealth portals are being opened, and especially when Prophet said about the vault. But these 3 houses right now, because they're God is getting ready to release some properties to you. I see your name, deeds. Your name is on these deeds. I don't know how it's coming, woman of God, or how it's going to be presented to you. But write these 3 names down. One is a destiny house, one is a survival home, and the other one is a promise house. If you believe in God for a promise house, it's promise for you, woman of God, and God is opening that door up. Your name is on that deed. Amen. So
Amen.
Wealth portals are open. They are open. So walk in it.
walk in Jesus' name. Walk in.
I receive it.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
You were waiting for the other woman of God. Hallelujah. Prophetess Paula.
Yes, sir.
A young woman of God, are you still asleep?
Prophet Matthew's wife, she's coming. Can I say this about Tiana, please?
Yeah, come on in.
Okay. And I want to thank everybody that prayed for my granddaughter when she had that accident. When Tiana went to UAB, the same hospital her daddy was at, Tiana had an accident a mile from where her father had his accident. When we got to UAB, Tiana was next door to the room JR was in. And I noticed it, and I said, what is this? And I kept watching the room. They would never take a patient to the room. I kept watching it. When Tiana went to surgery, they brought her back to the room next to where JR was. So when it was time for her to go down to the step-down unit, Tiana was in the same exact room that her father was in. And I sat there, and I remember JR having a seizure in that room. And I said, okay, God, what is this? And I went to sleep. And I dreamed, and this is what the Lord told me in a dream. The same prayers that you prayed, they're here. And she's going to be okay. So I thank you, Prophet Matthew, for the word about Tiana, because that blew my mind. She was in the same room her father was in. And God was telling me those same prayers are covering her.
Wow.
And I appreciate that so much.
Hallelujah. Yeah, that's what I was saying about that, those miracles, those miracles. I've been laid up. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All right, anybody else? Prophetess Tracy Pollard, are you there, woman of God? Hallelujah. Amen. Bless the Lord. Glory to God. All right. We just blessing the Lord today for the saints of the Most High God. I tell you. Amen. If you're there, just unmute your line. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I tell you, people, the saints of the Most High, I've been in 10 years, and I've been, this is a very, I think after 10 years, it's an excitement in my spirit of the things that the Lord is doing, and it's a tremendous excitement in this season for us, and there's going to be many powerful things that the Lord is going to be doing for the body. And this fast, Isaiah 58 and 6, this is a fast that the Lord called us to. It's one of those powerful fasts that the Lord has called us to. And we're going to see some powerful acceleration that's manifesting itself. In this season of ministry, God is doing.
Prophet, I want to encourage the men and women of God as well, man, even as we draw to the conclusion of the fast, that they will continue to stay in that vein of that consecrated place. Not saying that you have to fast all many days, but just keep your body position for that place where you can continue to stay in a consecrated place before God, because I'm telling you, so much is in that, man. I'm telling you, healing, the realignment of some things, that was out of order, even, you know, in our physical body, but also spiritually, where God is taking us to in him. That's why we say, you know, to stay in motion in God and in the things of God. And God, he's not going to fail us, man. He's not going to fail us. And he's going to perform his word because he's watching over it just to do that for us. Amen. Because we have made up in our mind to take the fast that he has called. He has called for the people. And powerful, man. It's a powerful. I just want to encourage the people to do that, because sometimes we'll fast all these many days and be in this place with God, and then we'll find ourselves going right back to the old ways, the old doing, the old, and put us right back in sometimes the same condition. But I believe this one here, as you said, is powerful, called by God. Don't really I'm already seeing it. Me and my wife, we're experiencing it. And I know those that are connected to our ministry are, and I know that you are as well. And I know that those that are been on this 21-day fast are seeing it as well. Man, just people, as you said, praying for the souls that are lost as well. Just seeing people, man, give you a phone call, or just people you encounter, whether it's on your job or in your family, just hearing them, their heart crying out to God. Just because your prayer, your time of intercession, standing in the gap for them, just to hear what they're believing God for, and they're trusting God, and how they say they want to draw close to God. Now, that's powerful. That's just God showing you that he's at work. Amen. That our prayer, time of consecration is not in vain. So I just thank God, man. Man, I thank God. Bless you on today. Amen.
Blessings. This is Prophetess Tracy. Good morning.
Good morning. God bless you, woman. God, doctor, you want to go? You want me to go? Hallelujah.
No, go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Yes, woman. God, got to drop you in my spirit this morning while I was ministering, and the prophetic flow is flowing. I heard God say to you, woman of God, you are a sharpshooter in the spirit. You are a sniper in the spirit. You see, you hear. You don't even have to move, woman of God. So God said, in this hour, in the season that you're in, great warfare has come, great affliction, great attack. But God said he has called you to be a seer, so sharp in the spirit, woman of God, that you're even taking you're taking the enemy out before he get to, amen, his next stage or his next step or his next plan. Woman of God, I thank God for you. Prophet, I know you are to thank God for this woman of God. She, I'm telling you, woman of God, you be encouraged. You are a sharp shooter in the spirit. Sniper, if you understand that from a military standpoint, where they have sniper that stands afar off, they're far off. They can't see where the sniper is at, but the sniper is there, and he's taking the enemy out, or vice versa. They might have a sniper that is taking even those that are in battle, taking them out. But woman of God, in the spirit of the kingdom of God, God said you are a sharp shooter. You're not going to miss. So what he revealed to you, what he showed you, woman of God, amen, don't take a double take. What you saw the first time is what you saw. And what you discern is what you know. God is revealing it to you. Take it out, woman of God. He got you. He got you. That's the word I want to release to the woman of God, Father.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you for the word.
Wow. That's a powerful word from the Lord. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. I just keep hearing the word of God, mind-blowing explosion, test season, breakthrough. You have conquered major season of ailments. You have conquered them. And even in this season of your fasting, and you are consecrating yourself in spite of the odds of the medical profession. God is redesigning you. It's almost like I see you on an operating table. And on this operating table, God is taking the infrastructure of your bones. Ezekiel 37, God takes Ezekiel. Ezekiel means God's strength. takes them out into the spirit realm. And as he's moving them into the spirit realm, he places him in Israel, and he tells them, can these dry bones live? Hear that. He says, son of man, can these dry bones live? And I'm looking at a space where God is taking you in almost like a comatose type of state. And he's putting anesthesia in you. And he's doing an operation in you. And those areas where your warfare was intensified, but you did not know, were pockets of warfare. I'm looking at residue of warfare battles. I see residue how people shoot a gun and you get gunpowder residue. God is going in all of those areas, and he's taking out those pains. He's taking out those areas where the shock was at. The shock, I hear shock. And he's healing you. And I'm looking at years. I'm looking at years of medicine and medication that went in to soothe painful places. And God said, now I'm going in to restore painful places. People take medication to smooth painful places. God said, I'm going in to restore you from painful places. Matter of fact, this is somebody in Texas right now. This person is in Texas. You've been agitated and aggravated. And this person has keep agitating you and aggravating you. And the Lord said, I'm shutting that aggravation and agitation away from you. I'm taking it away from you because it's been going on too long, too long. So God is closing the doors of the aggravation and agitation. This is even for somebody in New York. Thank you, Holy Ghost. There's some of you, I'm still giving this prophetic word, woman of God, but this is released to some people too. There's a spirit, thank you. I don't know who this individual is. You're on the job. And on this job, you're dealing with this religious person. So wicked. Listen to this. I'm looking at it right now. This person is so wicked and so deceitful. Watch how God is going to literally rip them. He's going to replace them. He's going to take them out of the way. I see God's going to move them out of the way because they're so wicked, but they're using religion. They're so wicked. And watch how God's just going to, it's like you saw them today, they're going to be gone today because they've been a thorn. It's like you endured it. You went along with it. You just keep going along with it. And God said, now I've had enough of them, of throwing rocks and hiding their hands. So what I'm going to do is let them hide their hands forever by getting them out of the way, like they're going to be out the way. God's moving them out the way. They're just moving them out the way. All right, now back to you, woman God. So I see you on this table right here. And on this table, God is doing something. I see like the lower part of your leg, your lower part of your leg. And it's almost like it's like the lower bone. It's like on the table. And it's like a tightness in the lower bone. But in the lower bone, it's almost like I see like an angel putting a hot towel on your feet, and it's stretching it out because I hear the word stretch out, stretching it out. It's like it's stretching you out and just realigning every part of you. It's like stretched out and it's stretching out because those bones are crushing against each other. The Lord said, I'm stretching you out. I'm stretching you out, stretching you out, stretching you out for such a time as this. You're watching it. You're watching a miracle right now. You're watching a miracle right now. Says the Spirit of the Lord God. Miracle, miracle, miracle. And the Lord said, if you the chair that you were sitting in really wasn't there. I sent the angel to push the chair right in front of you. The chair was not actually there because the chair was like under the desk. The Lord said, the chair, I put the chair there, and I had the angel to push the chair for you. Angels are on an assignment for you. So where you at? What the body of Christ don't understand, many believe it, and this for everybody else. Some of you all, the Lord was telling me the other day, he said, some of you all are rebuking the wrong people. You're rebuking the wrong people. I said, and I was caught up in the spirit, Pastor Simon. He said, I sent angels to the saints' home, and they start saying this is demons in their home, and they're scared. And he said, I tell my angels to back up. I tell my angels to back up because they so inundated with their own cares of life that when I send an angel in, they're afraid. So what I do is tell my angels to back up, because many of them are afraid. They say they're not, but they're afraid. So the angels of the living God have to back up. So you're causing the angels to back up because of your fear. He said, my presence is there, but what they want to see is the actual faith. He said, I told Moses I would not show him my faith because he would die. He said, what I'm sending my angel is with my goodness. I got to get up on this one. He said, I'm sending my angel in with my goodness. And the people are afraid of my goodness, so they're retreating. So he said, I remove my goodness because they're afraid. He said, if you stay with me, I will take you to the cleft of the rock. And he said, as I pass by, my goodness, thank you, Holy Ghost. This is for somebody today. He said, don't keep retreating and telling my angels to back up. He said, that's my goodness. He said, because my goodness and mercy endures forever. Now watch this. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I hear you, God. I hear you, Holy Spirit. He said, my goodness. He said, as I pass by, my goodness will be there. He said, you will see my goodness. But the power of his goodness is his mercy. He sits on his mercy seat, but he sends his goodness to bring you out of the press into the presence. I'm done. I'm ready for Friday. I'm ready to preach already. Y'all better have me go out and have a street meeting in a minute. Look at this. He said, he sits on the mercy seat, but he just sent his goodness to bring you out. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to be quiet. I'm done. Woman of God, receive the word. Receive the word. Hallelujah.
I receive the word. I receive the word. And the other day when I had an episode with my back, and it kind of like went out, and I was standing, and it just went out. The sharp pain came in my back, and it went out. And I tried to reach for the chair. So you're right, the chair at the desk. And I almost fell, but the chair ended up just being there. And then a little while later, God had told me to, God said to me, go get to the bed and lay on your belly. So I got to the bed. It was so hard to get to the bed. And I laid on my belly, and he told me that they were performing a surgery on my back. So everything you said is in alignment. You also, Apostle Maurice, and I appreciate it. I really do, and I receive both words. And I thank each and every person that texts me to tell me a word was on the line, because many of y'all text me, and I just thank you. I thank you, and God bless you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory
to you, Lord
God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. My. Thank God. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Everyone that for praying for me, I thank you so much, because I'm feeling a lot better even this morning. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Look at the Holy Ghost.
Hello?
Holy Ghost. Yes, ma'am.
Hello. Hey, Prophet Matthews. Hello, kingdom leaders, great kingdom leaders, and everybody on the line this morning. How's everybody doing?
Good. Doing well.
Good, good. I have a praise report, Prophet Matthews. Oh, my God.
Apostle Simmons, I want to share. Yeah, and Apostle Simmons.
Oh, okay. And Apostle Simmons?
Yeah. Yeah. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you. How are you?
Doing well.
Good. Yes, I'm just excited and almost, I don't even know where to begin. I just have a praise report that I want to share this morning with everyone. The Lord has truly been continually to move, upon me and through me upon my job. The day before yesterday, my boss came to me and she told me, she said, Wanda, she said, I heard your story. The Lord has just been having me to give my testimony and share and pray for different ones on my job. So my boss came to me and she goes, Wanda, I heard your story. And she goes, I think that it would be good that you would be a mentor. And so the Lord has been dealing with me with some different things. And that was just a confirmation in my spirit. And she looked at me, she goes, you look so happy. And she goes, and then, you know, that's when she told me, she said, you should be a mentor. And like I said, I was just kind of pondering some things in my spirit. And I was like, Lord, I thank you, because that was just a confirmation. And then not only that, Pastor Apostle Simmons, she brought me, glory to God, she gave me a gift bag for my house, a housewarming bag, just full of wonderful things for my home. And I was just, tears of joy just started flowing down my face. And I was like, Lord, I just thank you so much. And then yesterday as well, my coworker, oh my God, the same lady that the guy used me to train, she came to me yesterday and she goes, Wanda, I was out at the store and I was thinking about you. And she said, I got you a pen. And Pastor, the pen says, prayer is the key and faith unlocks the door. And I was just so outdone by that. And she goes, I was thinking about you, so I got you this pen. And not only that, she came to me yesterday and she grabbed my hand and she goes, can you pray for me? And I go, absolutely. We were at the table on my break for lunch, and I went into prayer right then for them. Tears just started streaming down her face. And she told me, she goes, mind you, let me back up. I'm just so excited. I was praying on my job on the line, Pastor, and the Lord had me just praying, and I was praying against the spirit of suicide and praying against the spirit of depression. Lo and behold, not knowing that this was what she was going through. So yesterday she came to me, and she goes, she grabbed my hand, and she goes, I need you to pray for me. And again, I went into prayer right then, and she told me what she needed to pray for. She said, my sister's boyfriend committed suicide, Jesus. And she goes, can you pray? And so I went into prayer, and I was praying, and the Lord had me to pray, and tears were just streaming down her face. And I was just, you know, thanking the Lord for that, Pastor, how you were saying, you know, how, you know, that we have the word in our mouth, and we have the vaccine, and that, you know, it's time for us to start, you know, moving out and being bold. And so I just thank God, you know, for that and what he's doing in my life. And also, glory to God. Hallelujah. We got 103% on my line on yesterday. My boss came to me and she said, do you know y'all running 103% on the line? And I just about fell out. I was like, God, all these supernatural miracles. And I know that we've been in fasting and prayer, you know, for the conference coming up. And I just want to say that God is just moving. And then on top of that, Pastor, I might be having two ladies to come down with me prayerfully for the conference. I'm still praying on that. And I just believe that God has already moved and worked through that situation. So I am just excited about what the Lord is doing. Oh, my God, oh, my job and through my life. Hallelujah. So, again, hallelujah, I'm just grateful for that. And, Pastor, also, Prophet Matthews, may I release this word to you?
Yes, you can. Hallelujah. I'm ready.
Hey, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, he kind of arose. Hallelujah. The Lord says that God has been dealing with you, if he's not already been dealing with you supernaturally with numbers. The Lord says he will supernaturally unlock hidden numbers, give you the power to unlock hidden numbers of the world system. I see numbers. And this is a time of numerical numbers and symbols. That's why you keep seeing all this cryptocurrency, the Lord says, and variants that are coming. And the Lord says there is a wind up underneath your, hallelujah, up underneath your wings. The Lord is just giving you a supernatural wind that is blowing to take you, hallelujah, higher than you've never been before, glory to God. And the Lord says that they are trying to recycle humanity all over again. So the Lord says, Pastor, get ready. You have not seen nothing yet. And he's going to bless you supernaturally in the season. And the Lord says that also that he's going to overthrow the wisdom of this of the conspiracy theorists in this time. So that's why you see, you know, the Lord has been dealing with you with all these numbers. So I just pray that God is going to give you a supernatural relief in this conference. The Lord is just going to elevate you even more, and I see him just doing supernatural and greater things in this dispensation. Hallelujah. The Lord is just going to bless you tremendously. The wealth portals are being opened for you also at this time, and the Lord says you're not going to, hallelujah, I both see, you're not going to have to want for anything. And he's saying, prophet, go forth as my servant, keep doing the work that I've given to you to do. Do not be weary in well-doing, glory to God, but move out, how do I see in this season, step out even on even unknown territory. The Lord is going to guide and move you into things unknown and unseen. I thank God for the hidden mysteries and the hidden wisdom that he's also giving you in this hour. The Lord says, go forth, prosper my servant. He says, I am well pleased. Glory to God.
Thank you, woman of God. I receive that. I receive the word of the Lord God in this time. There's an acceleration. There's an acceleration. I'm telling you, you're on it. Thank you. I receive that. I receive it in the name of the Lord. Thank you for your obedience. Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. We thank God for the portals being open for the people to speak and decree and declare the word of God. That's an acceleration now. Amen. There's acceleration for all of us. Man, just speak to those realms and watch God move. Thank you, Jesus. It is so well. In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And you know, woman of God, even as you released that word to me, this is what I heard the Spirit of the Lord God said. I kept hearing the word drive-by. And I think of drive-by in two different ways. When the police said it was a drive-by shooting, then last year people had drive-by family members. But the Lord said, get ready for your drive-by blessings. Your drive-by blessings in this time. And God said, I'm turning everything that was in a negative mindset into the positive. I'm saying that the negative grid is ending, the positive grid is showing up in this season. So get ready for the drive-by blessing. That's why you're seeing people storing into you. That's why you're seeing people giving. That's why you're seeing people releasing. And I just heard the word of the Lord God said, the gift that they're giving you concerning your house is to prepare you for the house. God said, the gift they're giving you for the house is to prepare you for the house. And even some things that you've asked the Lord to do, you're getting ready to see the drive-by blessings overtake you in this season. And even overtake the things that you put before the Lord, says the Lord, Spirit of the Lord God. And even some things the Lord said, you're now ready for it. You're not in the season of the experience. So you're ready for it. You're being made ready for it, says the Spirit of the Lord God. In the years that the locusts have eaten, the caterpillar, the cankerworm, and the palmerworm have taken, God said, get ready, I'm restoring. Thank you. I'm restoring, says the Spirit of the Living God. Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, Father. I receive that. Thank you so much. Amen. God bless you.
Bless you too. Is Evangelist Lewis on here? Evangelist Lewis on here? Release this word. I ain't gonna say I'm gonna be done because I ain't gonna put a box on the Holy Ghost. Amen. Evangelist Lewis, you on here? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Bless the Lord. If you're on the Vanderbilt, you can hit *6. Bless God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Come on.
Amen. I hear the word of the Lord God say,
I'm restoring to you in this season what the undertaker wanted to take. The Lord said, I'm restoring to you what the undertaker tried to do. I'm looking like at a period of four times where the undertaker was preparing your obituary. And the Lord God said, I am restoring to you what the undertaker was trying to do in this season. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord God said, generational witchcraft, generational witchcraft that have been planted against your bloodline. God said the angels of the living God is going down. And I'm looking at an area. I'm looking at soil. I'm looking at soil in the ground. And I'm looking at this soil in the ground where literally, I don't know what these four things that was planted in ground, in the soil, in the ground. And these seeds that were planted in the ground was four things that the enemy was trying to do. And the Spirit of the Lord God said, now I'm uprooting what the undertaker has done. And I'm even seeing where the enemy has did these things. It's like they're trying to fall on the children, grandchildren. And the angels of the living God is going into those soils, and they're pulling them out. They're uprooting. I heard the word uproot. And you was wondering so many times, well, Lord, why is this happening? How is this happening? The reason for it's happening. And I'm actually looking at third generation. And the Lord said, third generation spirit warfare battle, third generation. And God said, I'm removing the seed. I'm even seeing, it's like I hear like an auntie. I don't know what transpired with the auntie and the other family member, auntie. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's your mom, auntie. This is a lady. She's like high yellow lady. And so her hair is kind of, it's very fine, almost like white hair, white culture hair, but it's not. It's a high yellow individual. And this person was very, 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 very wicked kind of an individual. And because of what transpired, something happened. And the Lord said, now I'm uprooting it. It's been uprooted. And even as things have been uprooted, God is saying, tell you, woman of God, I hear the word live again. Because of what he's doing for you, in you, and through you. And I just even hear the word of the Lord God says, I am giving you a refreshing. I hear the word of God says refreshing. I'm refreshing. There's a refreshing coming over the Lord about. A refreshing. God said, get ready for the refreshing coming over you, says the Spirit of the living God. I'm strengthening. I'm looking at the right side. The strength is coming back. Where the weakness was at, the strength is coming back. God said, I'm giving you the strength to do what I've called for you to do, says the Spirit of the Lord God. 2018 had, but now write this word down. 2018 had counted you out,
But what the enemy didn't know, it was a discount season. It didn't count you. It was a discount. That 2018 was a counted you out. But the Lord said, discount, discount. So you're getting ready to see what God has prepared for you this time. And he said, the roller coaster ride, the ride is stopping now. You can make your exit. Ooh, good God. You can make your exit now. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I hear the word, you can make your exit out of the park now. The circuitry is over. You can make your exit out of the park now. The circuitry is over for what God is doing for you. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right.
Lord, hallelujah, Prophet. I really see everything that you just said, and I know that it's God, because the woman that you're talking about is my aunt, my mother's sister. And what the Lord just spoke through you, I got a text message from my sister last night. I was asleep, and I didn't read it until this morning. That whatever she had in her heart, it ruptured. That's what was in the text message that I read this morning. And when you said that, that confirmed, bear witness that these things has been broken, released, and removed. Would you be obedient in sharing that with me on this morning? God be the glory. Blessings to you always.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, sir. Amen. Thank you, God. All right. I'm excited about the Lord again. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. And we bless the Lord. Good God Almighty. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
You know, Prophet, if I may say this as well, something that the Lord just spoke to you concerning the roller coaster ride. And that was something that I had asked the Lord several months ago. And many people that know me know that I've always been a very strong woman. But I told the Lord that I was tired and I was ready to get off the roller coaster ride.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you, Lord.
When I see it, I see it even concerning my health, my body. God is restoring. And I think the last time I talked to you, I shared something with you about the decision that I decided to make. But God said, not so. It wasn't time for that. And I see him turning things around. Well, I am ever so grateful to the Lord. I'm grateful for everybody that prays for me, that have prayed for me, that have called my name out, even when I wasn't around and didn't know. I thank God, because I may not have heard my name called, but God heard it, and that means so much to me. So I thank God. You can only imagine joy and the peace that is just saturating my life. When I look around, when I see another day, I'm grateful to the Lord. Prophet, I thank God. God using you this morning as well as apostle, because it has just blessed me so much. so much, if you can only imagine. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And as always, I always thank God. I love you all much for your obedience unto the Lord.
Amen. Yes, God. We give it to you. And I know. We give it to you. Amen. We bless God. Glory to God. I hear this word for Sister Tina. This is a word for you, woman of God, if you're still on. Hallelujah. This is a word from the Lord. And this is for three other people. I know your name in the spirit realm, but you're going to know when I say this. These other three people, you're going to know who this is for too. But this word is for Sister Tina. But these are three other people. This is a word for you as well. It's a word for you. And it's like the Lord said, release it, release it, release it. Oftentimes I say I'm through and when I say, I got to be very careful when I say I'm through, because I don't want to throw away a word that needs to be released. So I got to release this word right here. And if she's still on, I know she's in a shop and taking care of business as well. But I'm going to release this word as the Lord has given it for me today. And this is the word. I heard the word smokescreen. Smokescreen. God is revealing all of the smokescreen. It said, I'm revealing the smokescreen. And you will not, it will not be hidden from you. What the enemy wants to hide from you. So I'm revealing to you the smokescreen. The smokescreen. And you will know. And it's something today. It's like something today. Today. I'm revealing to you the smokescreen. What they're saying is not what they're saying. What they're telling you is not what they're telling you. The Lord said, I'm revealing the smokescreen. And you will know that it is a smokescreen. But I'm going to reveal to you so that you will know exactly what I want you to know, says the Spirit of the Lord God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, Apostle of the Lord, back in your hand. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. My God, the therapeutic sound of God, the therapeutic word of God has been released for the people of God. Bless you on today, Dr. Man. The stage has already been set. Man, all we got to do is just, amen, move, stay in motion. God be the glory. My God, hallelujah. The winds of God blowing, blowing, blowing. Bless you.
Everyone on the line, I thought I had the phone off. Good morning. This is Prophet Carswell this morning. And as the man of God was speaking, God bless you, Dr. Matthews, and you're hearing Apostle Simmons and your wife and everyone on the line. There is an activation, a governmental shift for someone on this line. And Prophet Matthews was speaking to a young lady. Just now I couldn't get my phone off of mute. But as he was speaking, may I release this?
Yeah, please.
Praise God.
There is an urgency, and there's a synergy of fire moving concerning an issue. And you were just speaking to Dr. Matthews. You said four times the word refreshing. Refreshing, refreshing, refreshing. And as you were saying it, The Lord allowed me to see the paddles of life and voltage of electricity going around the heart of this person you're talking to, bringing rescue, recovery, dimensional four winds. Each time you see it refreshing, the power of God began to let me see in the spirit that of a place of restoring life, a place of healing. And it's so powerful that as you were saying it, the very components of her body were being renewed. The life, the supernatural power of the Holy Ghost himself going into different areas, glory to God, and going in with power and demonstration and reviving certain organs, and the body was getting stronger and no longer sitting in a place of almost enough strength, but totally recovered in the name of Jesus. I hear the power of the Lord say, you are in a governmental shift. Pick up your bed and move. There is a power of God giving you direction now concerning your next step or your next decision concerning move, where you're going to live. This move may not be residential, but it is truly an activation of function now. Where are you going to function now? Glory be to God. There's something going on in the feet, Dr. Matthew. The feet represent consciousness. You're walking in a new place of understanding of this great, hallelujah, evocation. He's evoking you. Ayabasande bohusha. A total release of what you have been accepting. And now you make a demand on destiny. There's a supernatural shifting now because you're now in God's time. He allowed you all of those other avenues and rooms to sit in the thoughts and hallelujah and in the places of reasoning. He allowed that for you.
Hallelujah.
But this is not the hour. Yes, the Lord. The double thing, this is not the hour. Can I say it this way? To clutch, to draw back, to sit still too long. Nisha. So I bless the Lord for this warmness.
Hallelujah.
It's a warmness in the belly. Now God is doing something right in the below the diaphragm, like a warming, like everything has been touched. There's an anointing in the bowels of the faith that you have in God. There's an anointing of stirring here on the Boshaya. Yedidi Bokush, Yedidi Andalabasuya. Itaba Hoshaba. He's soothing some issues that say behind. Inanda la Bokush, Yedidi Boshaya. Yosaba. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Birthing Inaya. There's a birthing in Amaro de Boshaya. The storehouse, he said, hallelujah. Out of your belly shall flow rivers. He's stirring an activation of a prophetic word for someone on this line. My belly, feels like a gentle turning of fiery water. Just turn it. In your weakness, I have made you strong. Glory to God. God bless you. Thank you so much for
a release of that. Hallelujah.
Thank you, woman of God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I receive the word of the Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord. Thank you. Once again, woman of God, we thank God for what the Lord is doing. Thank you, God. We thank God for the
good
man
morning.
Of God. And this morning, God bless you, woman of God. Hallelujah.
Blessings. I heard everything, and I had the opportunity to record also, too. So I receive everything because my prayer in this fast has been exactly everything that has just been released. That was on number 8. So I'm thankful, and I do feel God strengthening me. I do feel him moving through me, and a chapter is closed, but I'm also looking forward to the new chapter. So I truly, truly thank you. And those smoke screens, sir, I'm thankful. God laid it upon your heart to release and confirm what he was saying to me. So I thank you all. Bless you all, prophets, apostles. Thank y'all all.
Amen. Glory to God. All right, thank you, God. We honor the Lord. You're welcome, woman of God. Bless the Lord for you and bless the Lord for the saints of God. Hallelujah. Well, people of God, Father's Day is right upon us. And I know some people celebrate this special day. Father's Day is special to me. Amen. Special to you. I thank God for the strength of the fathers. And he said, happy Father's Day to the fathers and the great men who stood the test of time being fathers. And I hear many times